Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on whether I have to go take my courses or people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night. They started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to. Sunday night at 6 p.m.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
It's Sunday night.
Sunday night, once again.
Sunday. Can you
show
hear me?
106. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can everyone out there,
hear us?
Week 106. Week 106.
Yes.
Wow.
Very weak. Yes.
Week. WEK 106. And tonight we are broadcasting from our new location.
New location? Yes. It's brand new.
The freaking new location.
We tried to throw these guys off so they wouldn't be able to come, but they found it anyway.
Such is not the case. We actually, if they'd asked us, I have a flesh IP for this place, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't take that. Well, they don't have.
Well,
they don't
since
have
we
GPS.
Get issued the damned manual, perhaps then we can actually translate what you're trying to give us.
Am I not plugged in? Or
he unplugged me.
Uncle Dak.
Uncle Dak had the plug pulled on him.
Well, actually, you don't need to plug the dam just to get a GPS.
Excellent.
It's just,
yeah, I can.
That's just the way it is. A GPS, a flash IP, for everyone who wants to know, is, in fact, a GPS coordinates feed.
Yes.
So we have the GPS coordinates feed of this place.
Is that a new tower?
A new tower? No, that's probably one you haven't seen. It was hidden. It was hidden away. That's not the one I'm using right now. That's the broadcast server.
That's the
That's the one feeding, viewing us.
I love that kind of, you know, HAL 9000 power
button. The eye
button,
is looking at us.
Power button eye there.
Yes, that computer.
The all-knowing eye.
This was from Geeks or Us.
Yes.
It was from Geeks.
Proud sponsor of Rant Radio.
Of Rant Radio is Geeks or Us. Plug. Buy everything from Geeks or Us. Everything that you don't buy at Geeks or Us, you are assisting the corporate lie.
That's
we
right.
At Rant Radio encourage.
But aren't we,
let's not
forget
CompuCity,
forget Future Shop.
Given his way, the at least partial owner of Geeks R Us, he's on the side of the corporate, you know.
Who's this?
The ringleader.
The ringleader?
No, he's not on anybody's side. He's on his own side.
Yes, exactly. That's what the
looking out for
that's
himself.
What the corporations are on. They're on their own
he's
side.
He's a puppet ringleader because everyone who works for him and with him is all in cult. You know?
Projectile vomit man needs a seat somewhere.
This is some fun.
So we like squish
you
over.
You have a choice. You either sit beside the attractive lady or Dak. Your call.
Gee, that was a hard
I give you 5 seconds to decide. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do you hear the funky interference in our headphones?
I do too. I do. You think it is the headphones?
Rather Dakian.
Hi.
Gee, help us.
Who's on the phone there, Sean K?
Hello. I'm hitting 6. Nothing's happening.
Is somebody downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Derek and Helen.
Ah, excellent.
Can you guys hear me?
Enki and Quoth have arrived. And Drex is fixing.
It's not beeping.
It's not beeping.
Well, somebody maybe can run down there.
I think it's all fucked up. I think Private Drexel is running down there.
Drex, are you running down?
Drex, we need somebody
maybe,
to go down.
Maybe, dot com girl?
Well,
would
you
maybe go downstairs and let them in? Yeah, could you? Or no? Okay. So, yeah, we're going to have to. Oh, it's good we have 2 extra chairs.
Direct action, I see, once again.
Hey.
Let's try 6 again.
Hi, just 1 sec. We're trying to let you in.
Is it fucking up?
Yeah, it's not fucking doing anything here.
It should, like, beep and. Do you hear them?
No.
Why don't you just put a rope ladder from the window?
Can you hear us? Oh, we got him in now.
So you got to switch. That's a horrible phone. You got to switch to line two and then line one.
That's a nice phone you got there.
Yeah, it's the only two-line phone I have, though, so...
So after New Year's, I think the dark one might have a drinking problem.
She's addicted to it?
No, no, as in her, with her drinking. She's been...
On the bottle since.
She's been buying bottles of Bailey's, and we've been having Bailey's on ice and watching Babylon 5, which you're not opposed to.
No, I kind
of... You're okay with this, then?
Yeah, I'm okay with this. Holy cow, I'm worried about that corona, because, oh my God, I'm probably flushed as fuck right now.
Yes,
you are.
You are.
I'm like, wow.
That's red in the cheeks.
How the hell does that happen?
Well, we moved in. We moved in Drexel's chair, and when we moved in Drexel's chair to Corona, we're stuck in the chair.
It's like, woohoo, score!
And we're like, score, free beer. So,
you know, it says something when you find entire beer in your chair.
That chair's been carried upside. What's going on? That chair's been carried upside down and
entire beer.
Is it? No,
we found
two
entire beer.
It's two entire beer. It's a girl on the left.
Anki. She brought an
girl on the left in quotes. And
it would
Anki
have been an entirely different story if we had found two partial beers.
Yeah. Sean, I think you may have to
what's wrong?
Pick a seat.
Pick a seat.
You may have to pick a seat rather than take up two.
Well, actually, I'm not taking up two.
That is true. You aren't taking up two. But
there was
somebody can squish to the side. It's bigger.
It's like Rat Radio, except there's space.
Breathing room. Yeah.
The interesting thing, of course, is that although we have more space, and nobody can say anything but, wow, look at all the room, and there's still less seating, despite the fact that there's more space.
In a room this large, did we lose people with bad flatulence, you don't call it breathing room.
We lost a couch, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Remember that 9-foot couch that we
had? We did, in fact, lose a couch.
We didn't lose it. We know where it is.
Where is
it? Abandon it, because it's
been abandoned.
It's 9 feet long.
The old studio.
We practically, you know, we had to bend space and time and expend a fate point to get the goddamn thing through a window.
Throw on the left.
So fuck that. The people who move in there will inherit a couch.
It's 9 foot long. We had to take out the window and the railing to fit it through last time, and it almost broke the window. The window was bending. We don't think we'll ever see glass bend that much ever again.
Yeah,
and
not
break.
It was
not
really bad. It's like this massive, you know, monolithic statement of technology, man. It's like the 2001 couch.
By the way, that's speaking amazing about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we should give
the
some introductions. And then we should do some introductions.
As long as everybody's going to stay in here.
Stays here. Who's here?
Okay, I'll
and
go
then
around.
We have to go on to the news because I have a story about
okay
that.
Okay.
You're talking about the monolith, the 2001 monolith that's all over the world.
Yeah, everyone, no, does people been dropping it around all over the place?
Yeah, it's everybody and their dog knows about it.
Okay, I heard about this joke and I was laughing my ass off.
Not the joke. I haven't heard the joke, but I've unless it's the joke of the monolith appearing.
Yeah, down in Seattle, somebody.
Yes,
it's disappeared once and then it reappeared again in a bird sanctuary on an island, which was rather significant.
It's Inky.
Inky.
Sexy. Sexy. At least I like to think so.
Lift your shirt and lick your tit. It's like...
I'm so bad.
That's nasty.
Okay.
I was glad that my... I can do that without lifting my shirt.
Wow, you're fired. Okay.
You're first.
You didn't hear what I said.
All right, so what are we doing here?
Drex.
Private Drexel.
Hi, I'm Private Drexel, and I'm at the What the Hell Show. And it's a very exciting time for the What the Hell Show because we have this brand new studio. It's got a lot of room and people in it. There's a table, beer.
Thank you, Private Drexel.
there's not. What
beer.
Is that your way of trying to tell me to shut up? Normally, I don't have anything to say.
Saying, thank you, Private Drexel.
Finally, I have something to say, and you don't want to hear it.
Oh, hello. Speaking of something, it's your old Uncle
Dad. A chorus of All Muffin.
Saying All Muffin. And then there is over to Prophet Quoth.
Look at the camera, not the TV.
Or Quoth, rather. Hey, say hello. And then there's Inky.
Again.
And then back over to Girl on the Me.
Girl on the
beam. Ah, and don't think so.
I'm such a woman. I'm such a woman. Hey, how's it going? Chunky, fucking man.
You're
again
several women trapped in a man's body.
I am several. I am a small colony of women.
A harem. A harem of women.
I am a harem.
That is sure.
I am a harem of fat women trapped in an even fatter man's body.
Wow.
And then we have Ronan Medic.
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't have it any other way. How are you doing out there?
And then we have leaning back. We have 200% sexy projectile bomb man.
Oh,
looking very writer-esque this
year. I'm only feeling about 150% sexy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's the matter?
And then we have over to girl on the left, the far left.
Inky drove me here. I feel like I took my life into my hands, or at least he did.
Are those new?
Girl on the left. Are those new glasses?
No, they just broke once or twice in the last couple of weeks. I'm going to get new ones soon.
Okay, yeah. And then you clean them. And then wearing a very, very sexy shirt that she just got on sale for
$40.
Thank you. And nice nipple cam there, there, Sim. Holy cow. Smarties.
Stop doing that.
Smarties for all our viewers. Okay, and then we have the very, very effervescent. Hey, I didn't introduce her. You big egomaniac?
What?
I just commented on her shirt. It's .com girl. Lick your nose.
Yes, it's good. .com girl.
Oh, yeah, that is. Okay, that'll be shower material for months. And then we have Sumerian looking like the Rant Radio logo himself.
He's the giant Rant Radio logo.
I want to see a flash morph program from Sim's head in that shot, too. Oh, because we're not on... They won't have it because they're not on webcam. Fuck. Fuck.
We have no webcam?
No. Not this week because Sim's been lazy.
Shut
Shim up. Is a lazy
shut
bitch.
Shut up. I don't want to hear
him out. Directions too.
I want him to, like,
you made it here. What's the problem?
Okay, the problem was that you told him it was an
avenue
when
and
it
not
was
a street.
Yeah,
I'm all mixed
and
up.
That fact will cause some consternation.
The fact that we found it is a miracle.
Oh, and there's like...
And there's only about 50 buildings which look just like it.
It's like, hey,
yes, I know.
Yahoo Maps said, and I quote, fuck you.
Holy cow, which one is
she? It explains much when you look up on a map program and the computer keeps going, no, fuck you, that doesn't exist.
That place does not exist.
Go away. No, go away.
Big, bold, red letters.
Look where the earth is now. You. It's my turn to drive. Fuck that.
But, oh, it's my turn. Mom!
Okay.
But I got to say that the journey out here was definitely, well, this does seem to be...
You know the whole area now, though.
The ass end of nowhere.
We were, like, driving through Tawasin, and I, like, see landfill, and I get these smells that I only have experienced in Jersey.
It's like rotting cabbages or something.
Do your people out here have the same customs as the rest of Canada?
We're very close to a small portion of the United States here, Point Roberts.
Oh, is that like Point Roberts? Is that actually...
It's like 3 minutes from here.
That's like a Canadian colony in the States.
Yes, yeah. It is. It's very small. It has one gas station.
It's more like an American colony in Canada.
It's an amazing fucking story behind that. Basically, they separated the 38th parallel.
49.
And they were 49th parallel, and it was like, what, fucking 12 feet over like one side, so they decided to keep it?
Yes.
It's ours. We're keeping it.
Okay.
Not worth fighting for, we decided.
Well,
but
really
then Canada
for.
Decides out
beer.
About everything.
Woo-hoo, you got free beer. You get Point Roberts. Who came out of that one ahead, you know? We saw you coming, you know?
But they have our power and our cable, and everything is ours, tapped into ours. So they might as well be Canada.
But they pay in Yankee dollar.
Yes, and that's what's important.
Wow. I guess
I'm going to get a job in Canada and work in Point Roberts at a gas station.
I guess if you're
after 3 years,
so your definition of nationality American. Was based on, you know, who you buy your stuff from, then we're all Americans.
Well,
so the
true.
Fact
Point
that they
Roberts,
buy Canadian
all the benefits
power
of living
and
in Canada.
Cable really doesn't mean squat.
Well, if you went on to what the desire
well,
was,
yeah,
then half
much.
Of Japan would be Americans, half of, like,
if obviously could.
All of the cities and whatever close to the...
Everybody would think they're a lot... Actually, people in Europe and Asia would think they're a lot more American than they actually are.
Hey, I got a question. What makes you think you're Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
I live
in
Canada,
period.
Okay, great.
Ding.
Wonderful. That's a whole
period.
Lot of red minds on a piece of tarmac. What does that have to do with fuck all? Manifest
nothing.
Why was free trade made? So they didn't have to invade. Yes, that's absolutely right. Because that's all they have. That's all it is. It's free trade
yes.
Now. We're another fucking colony. We haven't gone outside. They're just, well, no, we're Canadian.
We have
well,
free trade unless it's something that the Americans don't want free trade for, like softwood lumber. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, whatever.
Can we just release, like, clouds of poison gas or something?
No, they're doing that to us already.
Chili deck.
Once again, another brilliant answer for the world's problems from your old Uncle Dad.
If we kill everyone, there are no problems.
Yes. That's the... This guy, once again, someone else suggesting the gas huts for the world's problems, not just the Jewish problems.
I had a movie idea today.
What's that?
Who's
playing with their microphone, and it just stopped.
That's because they're all...
Okay, everyone, play with your microphone one by one. I know it's girl on the left.
Is it me? Yes, it's the way you're phallically rubbing your microphone.
Yes, it's you.
Yeah, I know.
I was doing that. Damn it.
You must lick the
microphone. So, the movie idea.
I'm not licking this thing. That guy from a race licked it.
You tried to put the entire microphone in your mouth. Anyway.
Hey there. Whoa, now.
Whoa, hey, whoa. Easy now. Time for some. Easy now. We're down in now. We're down in Save on Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, Save on Foods. And they got this big organic section, right? And of course they got all these different teas. And like the teas have some fucked up names. It's like Nighty Night tea, right? Which isn't so fucked up, right?
That makes sense.
But there's like time. It's like PMS tea. Like
PMS
tea. Time of the month tea, right? I'm like
PMST.
I don't even want to know why this bog why this box is so long. But anyway, and I'm like, oh,
ah!
Oh, God. Ah! So, but one of the teas is called Easy Now. That's what it's called. It's called Easy Now. You know,
Easy Now tea.
I want to have that and like work in like some cubicle environment and have like people all fucking mad. They're like, come on, you go Easy Now. You know, that's like Mentos. Do 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 do. You know, the guy's like got an M16. He's walking from cubicle to cubicle.
Easy Now.
You're like Easy Now, and he's like, oh, he's laughing.
You both have a good laugh,
and both of you say, oh well, and laugh. You know, walk away.
Are they planning on like a
Mentos ads? Rant Radio.
I want to do Mentos, but I want to call them Mentals, you know, where you're like, and you're sitting in traffic, and you're all like, the powers that buzzes through you, and I'll get a race to sing, and, you know, it'll switch into Cannibal Corpse halfway through, right, and then like, get in, and the guy, like, takes out his Mentals and pops one, and gets out of his car, and he's got blood running out of his ears, and shit, and he'll be like, and like, the whole school bus, all the kids are doing the scanner head explode, and shit, and he's all like, and then the cops show up, and he's like, Mentals, and they're all like, you know? He's got Mentos. You know, you can
it's
tell.
It's all okay.
Seriously, I want to get like somebody get me a JPEG of Mentos, but switch it to Mentals, and I'll do some fucking commercials. That would just be great.
Consider it done in about 10 minutes.
Because it happens.
Oh
it happens
yeah.
In everyday life, you'll be like in traffic, and some fucking asshole will like. You know, you're speeding because you're in a hurry, and laws suck. Okay, so you're like, I'm doing 110, and some fucker speeds by you at like a billion miles an hour. He's going backwards in time. He goes so fucking fast by you, okay? And he fingers you too because you're only doing 10 miles an hour over the fucking speed limit.
Yeah, that's not enough.
You're not speeding enough.
That's me.
I had that happen to me. I'm driving home, not too far from here actually, and I'm driving home and. Same thing, 110, this guy in this shitty little fucking whatever, you know, like Mazda RX-2 with the back window broken.
But they're never in normal cars.
The
they're always in
other shit.
They're in like $100,000 sports cars, or they're in this little taped together piece of shit.
You know, it's the total, like, it's the car they bought, you know, 2 weeks ago, and it's just fucking crap.
They bought the car for
so
$300.
He screams by me, and he flips me the bird. And I'm like, well, isn't that nice? So I'm like, well, you know, whatever. And the funny thing was, I was having one of my mellow days. I have my monk days where I try to be like very Shaolin and shit. And I'm like peace with all things and all this kind of stuff. And other days I have my falling down days where I'm like, no, I believe I want to order from the breakfast menu, Sheila. So I'm
but
like,
sir, all right, it's 11:30.
I'm sorry, it's 11:30. And I'm like, hell, I'm fucking sorry too. But anyway. So he drives by me, and I turn off, and as fate would have it, I'm going down like 40th Avenue, which really doesn't matter. But anyway, we go down this Ave, and we're stopped because there's like really busy traffic, and no one can get across because it's a two-way stop. And the guy's in front of me in the car, and I like pull up and I stop, and he's got like five cars ahead of him, right? So he's got nowhere to go, and he's looking in the rearview, and he's looking back. He's looking in his rearview, and he's looking back. And I'm sitting there, at this time, this one I had the bright white spiked fucking hair. Right? And I'm sitting there, and I look over, and I happen to have my kukri beside me in the car. And I'm looking at the kukri. And I look back at him. And then I look at the kukri, and I look back at him, right? And I'm just thinking about it, right? And you know, you have those visions, go follow him to his house, you know, get out of the car, cut one of his hands off, you know, whatever.
And you're thinking to yourself, was that a vision or did I actually do that? Wait a minute. No, he's still there.
That happens to me. You know, I'll be sitting there and it'll be like Herman's head. You'll be like, you know, the guy will come in and I'll be like, well, I'm afraid. You know, I had a guy. This is no shit. I'm at a sales office. Will Tell is the name of the company. And I was doing, this one I was doing phone tech support, installing phone lines and stuff. And I had my, like any good tech does, anybody who's ever carried a SOG or a Leatherman multi-tool, that shit's addictive. You'll have like a multi-tool on your belt.
You'll use it once and go, wow.
And you're like, wow, I totally had
use for this. You'll use your multi-tool, and then you'll have, like, a flashlight, and then you'll use that one, and then eventually, very gradually, you get the Batman utility belt happening, right? You got your palm, your fucking...
Danger.
But you're kidded, right? You may not look that cool, but you are cool because you got all those capabilities. You're enhanced, right? Which is the concept of wet wiring. But anyway, so you're sitting there, and you're all enhanced, right? You got your shit. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, la, 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 and this salesman, okay, which are, like, the lowest form of life on the planet. Varying degrees beneath, of salesmen.
Yeah. Beneath lawyers.
Realtors at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, but realtors.
Realtors are like scumfuck of the earth.
There's something between snake's ass and wagon rot.
Yeah, it's pretty much like there's the realtors, and you have, like, you know, general construction contractors, lawyers, you know, these scumfucks who go up, and somewhere up, you know, 30 steps above lawyers are, like, you know, Hermann Göring, you know. So I'm like, okay. Anyway, this fucking telecom salesman, which is arguably fighting tooth and nail for the lowest position with a realtor, okay, but they're so rare. So people, you know, just generally
don't notice them, yeah.
This fucking piece of shit comes into the office. I'm sitting there making coffee. I am not fucking with anyone. I do not know why people want to fuck with me, and when my back is turned, because they
servant of death.
Like they, no.
Grim servant of death.
Dak has the OCC grim servant of death. They do it when I'm not looking at them and when they haven't seen me.
Yes, I've seen
and
this
then
happen.
I'll turn and look at them, and they go, "Oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize you're a crazy person. You really look like you're going to cut my fucking head off. Do I? You're a remarkably observant man. You know."
And
holy
what
shit.
Did this guy do?
And people are like, you know, wandering around the office, and they're like, and I'm like walking from office to office talking to like Londo from Babylon 5. If you see a salesman crawling along with his intestines spewed out, tell me I must kill him before he alerts the others.
What did the salesman do?
You know, anyway, so I'm like, fuck. So I'm standing there, my back is to this asshole, and he goes, "Hey, that's a pretty good utility belt you got there." Now, if another tech came in and went, "Wow, that's a pretty good utility belt you got there," I'd be like, "Oh, thanks, man."
But you can,
you know, I know we spend an hour
talking tech, but you can hear the derision in his voice.
Like, hey, and I'm like,
I want to be your friend for 10 minutes.
And then there's like, of course, there's two other people in the office, you know, who are getting their coffee, and they're both, you know, your office cubicle girlfriend.
Oh, I hear you, Canadian.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, you blow a whistle. These are all gopher cubicles. We're like, oh, ooh, you know. But you know, you can sit there with an AK-47 over the top of the fucking cubicles, and you'd be like, that guy wasn't stressed. That guy wasn't stressed. He's fucking bored. Okay, you work in a cubicle environment for 2 years. Eventually, you're bringing a gun to work and seeing who you can shoot and get away with it. I bet you he fucking got the selector switch swapped out. He went, and he's like, oh, fuck, in for penny, in for pound.
Also, you end up worshiping little statue of Scott Adams.
Yeah, it's like so brutal.
They sell them for $29.95 at Dilbert.com. Get yours today.
But incidentally, Scott Adams, anyone wants to see him? I finally saw the Bat 5 episode where Scott Adams was a guest on Babylon 5.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really, really...
That was hysterical, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very good. Anyway, getting back to this fucking guy, he comes in and goes, "Hey, nice utility belt." And I'm like, oh, Jesus. You know, and you're looking in the closet. You know, you got the camera in the closet looking past the coffee cups into my face. You know, and you can kind of see that, you know, where you got the falling down, rub the coffee cup on the side of your face. You know, trying to keep calm and shit. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And I'm like, yeah. And they're all, like, laughing at me, which is great. You know, I'm like, wow, suddenly I'm in high school. But wait, I'm 6'3 and 250 pounds.
And I have a Batman utility belt.
That's not a clip-on. Guess who's going to be swinging from a lamppost / yard arm? You know what I mean? Wow, this is what I call improvisation.
Look, a rotary ceiling fan.
You have a utility belt. How shall you kill him?
And I'm like, you know, you would have been able to cut through this if only you had a utility belt. Next time, get a good night. Okay, so I'm like, whatever. So I turn around, and he's like, well. And I'm like, well, you know, you got to have the tools. And he's like, he's uber tech. And I'm like, okay, I really need this fucking job, right? So I cannot really bathe in this guy's intestines right in front of me. So I go back to the office, and I sit down, and I'm sitting there and breathing. And Andrew King, who is a guy I worked with who got me the job doing Rotel, because I was like totally, you know, the typical guy before he gets a job in the tech industry. You try to get into the tech industry, you all but die trying to find a job, and then, you know, on the verge of starving to death, you knew somebody who got you in. That's pretty much how it is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I'm like sitting there going, okay, whatever. And I'm just programming phones, I'm programming phones, I'm programming phones. And this guy's going, and Andrew goes, what's the problem here?
I'm a lot of fucking loser down the hallway there, man. I don't know what his gig is. You know, I'm all cool with, like, I need the job, but if I didn't need the job, I'd have fucking eviscerated that asshole right then and there, right? So he goes down, and the next time he's in the coffee room, he's like, oh, yeah, right on, blah, blah, blah. Actually, the real payoff of this whole thing was we went to one of those business luncheons, and it was kind of becoming, because I worked in a little office with I was an assistant, right, to the guy who was the North Star tech, which anyone who doesn't know anything about North Star phones are actually a shitload, too. I'm like a voicemail and programming, yeah. And, you know, you got no monitor, so you got to kind of figure it all out from an LED display on a master headset phone, which is pretty fucking mighty.
8 characters long.
Yeah, you've got to be able to really run around in your head with what's going on with this phone system.
If you know how to do it, they'll never fire you.
Ever. No, it's pretty mighty.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And he's like, he's the shit with North Star phones. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm sitting there, and he's like, oh, come on, we're all going for a luncheon. And I'm like, oh, goody. A luncheon, goody. What's on the plate? My fucking nuts, that's going to be great. These guys are all going to be like, oh, well, because you know what happens. They go there, they talk business for all 10 seconds, somebody has 2 martinis, the older guy's hitting on the younger secretary, and then they decide on someone to eat. And so what they're going to do is they're going to zone in on one of the new people, like the little tech, and they'll fucking begin ribbing him. And God forbid if he kills one of them because, oh, my God, he's crazy, you know, so... Whatever. It so happens that I'm sitting there at this luncheon, right? And I'm sitting there, I'm just eating my food. I'm like, whatever. And there's this fat bitch who's also a friend of salesman, right? And she's sitting there and she's all talking to me, la, 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 la. And I said, she goes, oh, so what's that on your neck? And I smile to myself and I go, oh, yeah. And
oh,
I said, oh, that's a scar. And she said, oh, did your wife give you that? Which is like, wow, you said wife. I don't even give a fuck what you say before or after wife. But the fact you said my wife and was referring to the dark one, you're liable to get killed. And I said, no, actually, I got that when I was in air assault artillery. And all conversations stopped, and they said, what? I said, I was in air assault artillery for 3 years. This is from a defensive. I had a casing burn into my throat, and I threw it out.
And they're like, oh.
And at that stage, the whole conversation, and she's like,
I don't know what that
means. Wow, I've always really admired people in the Army, you know? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's really cool.
They're great people. They defend our country.
And that's why I'm really big on this utility belt. And the salesman's like, yeah, I've seen that. There's a lot of guys who do that. Nobody said shit after that. They're all like, oh, my God, postman, 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 postman. They got, like, the eagle flying in their mind, you know? And it's just fucking.
There's keywords you can't say around them.
There's nothing quite as much fun as when everyone at work is afraid of you. I've had this happen. I didn't even know about it. Uh-huh. Apparently, they were so scared of me at work at my last job. The boss, when I was laid off, left the building. They left a secretary that didn't know me, was the only person
what
left
the fuck?
There.
I'd be pissed at your boss. I'd be like, some nice lady sitting there. Hi, are you Desmond? Yeah. Apparently you're laid off. Where's everybody else? They left.
Okay.
They let you
tell take you then.
they let you tell me. Yes. Wait 1 second. You go outside, kill 3 pimps, come back in with money. Here's a whole bunch of money. What's going to happen is you're going to quit this job. Here's $50,000. Don't ever phone anyone. Leave everything on the desk how it is. I'll be in tomorrow. You come in the next day. Ah, Desmond, hi. Did you, Janice talk to you? No. Thump, 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 slam. You'll be employed forever.
Uh-huh.
Her coffee's still on her desk. Actually, at that point, what I'd rather do is you just sit there and you're like...
And it's still warm.
And it's still warm. You know, it's like... And Janice was gone. You know, I mean, that'd be great.
I actually had... I had to deal with office politics this week.
I don't deal with office politics.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
I try and avoid them.
This is the reason why I don't work for anyone anymore. It's like, fuck that.
Okay, 2 days ago, I get a... these guys come in with... they want to pick up a what do you call it? A bin. One of those huge fucking blue bins of scrap metal.
A garbage can.
Yeah, no, we're not talking garbage can. We're talking a monster-length big bin.
Cut a train car in half.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, one of those monster fucks. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he's coming in to change the bins, and nobody's told me anything about this. So I call up the shift foreman, is like... you'd know more about that than I would. And I'm like, hey.
I love these shift foreman. Yeah.
He said, well, you would know more about that than I would. And I'm like, nobody tells me anything around here. That's par for the course. And so we finally figured out where the fuck it was. No problem. The next day I get to work and everyone's kind of like, Joe wants to see you.
Who's Joe?
Joel is essentially the guy who's in charge of the first aid security at the plant.
What you said essentially, but we all know you meant basically. Basically. So, you know, you're not tricking us.
What are you doing? Are you insane? Did you just close that window?
Don't just substitute words. I should turn down that there was heat on in this room. I just don't want to annoy the neighbors.
Oh,
I want to get a good rapport with them the first week.
All right.
Well, do the same thing you do with the fucking chick at the office.
The show ends at 9, and that's when the be quiet zone starts, right?
No, so
am I wrong?
Swearing maniacs.
Give them $50,000, say leave, don't come back.
I know it worked last time, but I don't want to be out $50,000 this time.
Okay, so anyhow,
why don't we just kill them like we normally do?
Everybody who comes and complains, they never
Uncle Dak
seen
is
from
speaking.
Again.
The next day,
Conch.
Joel calls me into his office, and he says, yesterday you said something very disturbing on the radio, and I'm thinking, I didn't make any racist
disturbing?
I didn't make any racist comments. What the hell is he talking about?
That's the only disturbing things I say.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, I didn't threaten anyone's life, so I'm confused.
Implying, therefore, that they're recording your radio conversation.
And he looks down at this piece of paper, and he goes, you said that no one tells you anything around here. That's par for the course. I find that very disturbing.
They listen to the radio station for comments about work?
No.
Not the radio station. Oh. I'm talking about, like, the handheld radio.
Oh, okay.
When I spoke to the foreman.
Let's just rewind that. Imagine they did.
I would be employed?
Could you imagine? Like, oh, yeah.
Forever.
You would be fucking employed. We've been listening, and we didn't like what you said the other night. Oh, really? Well, did you hear that section about cult? Right on. Keep listening. Give me 3 weeks. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that's how long you have. See ya. You know, fuck. Whatever.
So I'm like, well, what did I say? Well, you said that no one tells you anything around here, and that's par for the course. We find that very disturbing.
Mr. Bester.
That shows a very poor sense of morale.
Isn't that your
sphere of responsibility?
I'm like,
lying about the communication in your office is a good thing?
It's kind of true. I mean, no one tells me anything.
Oh, you should have busted out.
As soon as I get there, they all leave. No one ever tells me anything. I have to spend 20 minutes of the first shift trying to figure out what the fuck is going on that day.
You should have wigged, man. You should have been like, look, I'm a 30-something overweight security guard going blind! Working for you, Joel! I mean, you know.
So I finally, I know I kept, I actually have to say, I'm very proud of myself. I didn't laugh in his face.
And you didn't kill him either,
no,
apparently.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't kill him. I didn't, but the thing
What's
is,
that
I
can smell.
Joel
buried over there.
I didn't laugh in his face. I was really impressed with myself. I managed not to laugh.
So you just told him that, well, no one actually does tell me shit.
I said, no one tells me shit, and I have the tendency to be very cynical and pessimistic. And he's like, well, that's kind of a bad attitude. Do you really feel that way?
And I'm like, this is the
we don't want
to tune
feeling.
In on if you
want
to see, you know, what I'm like in my office.
So are you going to fire me because nobody tells me anything?
I'm like, so
how does that work exactly?
Okay, I can see what you mean. I won't say that on the radio anymore.
I'll keep my negativity to myself.
But do you really feel that way? I went, yeah. Well, I kind of normally do. I go through the day, looking at people around me. And usually about 10 or 15 minutes every day, I spend laughing at them, and then I feel better about everything. And the look of complete and utter horror crawled over his face as he tried to deal with somebody who wasn't, you know, a happy little fucking camper and a team player.
I love these guys.
Oh, where for the team. Find,
there's two kinds of people in the world, really.
Don't
there
is and hit
mappers. People like us, who are capable of thinking for ourselves, and steppers. People who need 28 individual procedures written down on a piece of paper for wiping their ass. Any ass juice on finger, wash hands. I always miss step 26. Damn!
Get back to the kitchen. So it's all bad. All bad. I don't understand. Like, I get pulled in. And you know what's another thing? You know, there's a great book I've been meaning to pick up, which I have not bought, but there's a book called Corporate Cults.
Yes. I've heard of that.
I've seen it down at Chapters a couple of times, and I've been meaning to pick it up, but, you know, I haven't read any of the books that I've picked up already.
Or given to you for Christmas.
Or been sent to me or anything because I'm, you know, don't have a life. Well, actually, I do have a life.
You watch
life
TV
is,
way
life
too
is
much.
Geeks. My life is Geeks or Us.
Babylon 5.
Babylon 5.
No,
taking
Babylon
over your life.
5 is one of my labor intensive. Babylon 5 is what I do with my wife. that we either land game or we watch Bad Five.
That's okay, you know, I think you're getting all the good out of that relationship. Do you do stuff for her?
She likes Babylon 5.
Yeah, okay. Sure, but, you know, I'm thinking she that does. She's...
there's nothing that can't be accomplished with the right amount of mind drugs, okay? Have you seen
her? Do you, like, you know, make candles with her or paper mache or whatever it is that she... I don't know what she wants to do.
Paper mache for fags. Babylon 5 rocks.
All right.
She likes Bad 5.
We'll leave it that way.
She's a dark one.
You're a little loud.
Yeah, actually, these headphones have different levels than those headphones, let me tell you.
Anyway,
you guys are all...
These corporate cult places, I got pulled into an office once. And I love the way all these, you know, these Walmart, Home Depot, these huge mega complex fucking stores.
All wear aprons, just different colors.
Oh, yeah.
Team.
You know, like Masons. No parallels there. Anyway, Masons all wear aprons in their Masonic Hall. They all,
do they?
They all have these special aprons they wear with little suns and stars and fucking moons on and shit. That's why if you ever see a Masonic ritual, they do this little hand gesture, which isn't written down anywhere. But what the hand gesture means is if I ever reveal any secrets about the Masonic sect, then my
tongue's fall
torn
out.
My tongue torn out by its roots and buried a cable's toe length from shore where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours is the actual little prayer that they say. So it's like, you know, yeah, no shit. Oh, they're a nice organization. Anyway, yeah, no. No, that's all figurative. That's all figurative. My tongue torn out by its roots.
I dig the Masons. I've never understood you, other than the fact that you
tongues
know they wouldn't let you
roots.
In.
Ha ha! Jokes on them.
Ha ha! See,
you're so clever.
You can dig a long time before you figure that out, though.
Yeah, you could.
I'll find roots.
But anyway, so like, anyway, you got all these guys wearing aprons, right? You got all these guys wearing aprons. So I get pulled one time. I'm working. Well, this is back in about 4 years ago. No, 3 years ago. I'm, like, working at Home Depot. I'm a little happy corporate icon trying to make money, right? And they got three departments in a Home Depot, which is a hardware store. There's lumber, millwork, which is, like, doors and windows and shit, and building materials.
So should he try to do everything?
Which is, like, I don't know, Home Depot's got a lot of building materials. You know, they got roofing, all that kind of shit. So you got lumber, roofing, and caulking, fencing, and you got millwork.
I did.
Now, as it happens, this is, because it's a Home Depot, this is no shit, like... 40% of the store is all that shit. Now, because of a tasking error, there was one guy on. I was the one guy all three departments. So, light my ass on fire and watch me do, like, and turn the lights out and watch me make circles on the floor. Okay, that's how fucking seriously I'm spinning around. I look like one of those sparklers in the dark. Okay, that's what I'm doing. Okay, I'm all.
Excuse me, sir.
That's when it's normal.
Surrounded
I'm
by people
on the
following you.
With an auto cannon firing at customers. Okay, the ones who
Canadian
get
tires.
To me, I'll
sorry,
help.
Sorry,
all right, it's brutal. It's like. You know, I'm fucking sitting there, and they grab you, and you're like, oh, God. And he goes, we've got to help him. We can't. He's already being cocooned just like all the other employees. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Whoa.
So
I just wanted to
this woman comes in, and she wants me to load up her cart with this gutter siding, which is like aluminum. It's a little awkward, but it's light. Okay?
Just long. Yeah.
And awkward and light. And she says, well, can you load it for me? I'm like, listen, lady, I'm really sorry. I am doing 200 things at once here. I cannot help you. Here is the stuff. Please look after yourself. Well, I want you to load it. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to load it, okay, because I'm too busy. All right? Very sorry. There's your stuff. No problems. I'll help you at the till, okay? I'll see if I can get a lot of tenant back here to help you, but I just can't help you right now, okay? Here's your stuff. Thank you very much. Boot. I'm gone. Now, it's 2 hours later. This was in the morning. It's 2 hours later. I, like... Coffee break? ? Okay. Lunch? ? All right.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting there and I'm like, wow, you know, I've lost 35 pounds. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I get the call, you know, and it's Tim, right? And he's all,
this is the manager.
Oh my God, it's already here.
Nestor.
Yes, Mentals, the fresh maker.
This is actually taken from the official website, so.
Oh, somebody already did it, or what?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, he changed it, I guess. I don't know. He didn't give an explanation. He said it was taken from the official site, so he may have altered it.
So we've already, like, that
well,
was
half
so.
An hour, but, you know.
That's pretty good. Anyway, so.
I said 10 minutes.
So, right on, who sent that?
Nixter!
Nixter? Love that Nixter. Okay.
That's awesome.
Very, very cool. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I'll
send it to Sean right now.
Okay, so I get the call, right? Sean, we need to talk to you. Okay, it's one of the assistant managers. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. Totally oblivious. And I'm like, there's not too many people on the floor right now. They're like, well, we got another guy's coming on right now. Why don't you come on back? And I'm like, okay, that'll only leave one guy on the floor, which I'm feeling bad because I've just spent the last 4 hours being the only one guy on the floor, and it's a shitty deal. Right? So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go back, and they're sitting there, and now the way these people give you shit, these corporate guys, what they do is they're used to hiring young, right? They hire young, feed you a line of shit about, you know, the future of this company and all this kind of stuff. And then they use you and as much as they can,
what your rights are.
They burn you out, and then they drop you. Like fucking right now, and they walk you out of the store. Okay, they walk you out so you don't destroy anything when you leave. It's the most humiliating experience of your life, okay? And it's like, you fucking faggot. You know, you're sitting here, and you're coming to me because I'm this guy who you lied to, and I worked really hard for you, and you even though you're paying me a minimum wage because you sold me this idea of a vision, and you feel like such a fool. And you're like, you fuck. Which is no wonder why they walk you out of the store. Otherwise, you'd be like, wow, I'm going to do this power drill.
There's I'd lots like, of tools there.
I'd be like, yeah, actually, you fired me. Now I'm a customer. Start giving me some fucking respect.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm shopping.
So fuck you.
You're not walking me anywhere.
So fuck you very much. And they will actually have you escorted from the store, and they can get really ugly about it. It's crazy. And so anyway, I'm like, okay, fine.
They haven't seen ugly.
No. Believe me, like the guys in the lumber run don't know shit about shit. It's all just fucking bad. Anyway, so I'm like, whatever. So I go into the little office, right? Open the door, and they're like, hi, yeah, Tim wanted to see me. She goes, yeah, he's in the office. I'm like, okay, cool. Open up the door. There's Tim, Roger, and this other guy who I think his name was Steven.
Looks serious.
And I'm like,
there's guys in the office, and there's
one guy. One guy's the ad man, who's like the advertising man for the store. He's like the 2IC of Home Depot, right? Second in command. There's like Roger and this other guy who are both assistant managers. There's four for every store. So I've got half of the senior staff there. Right? and the ad man's there, which is like, you know, and if it was anyone else, Darren would have been there. He'd go, hi, Sean, can you come in? And I'm like, yeah, what do you guys need? I've got to get back on the floor. That's okay. We've got to talk. I'm like, what's going on? And the door is still open. I'm like, what's going on? Well, we've had a complaint. At this stage, my little brain goes, whir, click. And I go, oh, yeah. I
Which
bet you
one?
Was, I bet you it was that fucking cow who I left by the gutters, okay? So I'm like.
Symbolic, brother.
So I go, is this going to be a shit session? And they're right off the top.
We're
like,
ready.
They're like, oh, my God, this kid's like 23. We weren't expecting him to say that.
Because you've got one. They've got one complaint.
And it's like, you know, they're sitting there and they go, excuse me. I said, is this going to be a shit session? Are you angry with me? Do we have issues we need to discuss? And they're like, well, yes. And I went, oh, that's great. So I ripped the apron off, drop in a pile, slam the door, and then I'm standing there. And they're all sitting. And I got these three fucking guys who were like 45, 55, and probably about 42.
100, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there.
Plus,
and I'm like,
everybody's wondering, can you take all of them?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'm like, they still got me that little knife that won't extract too far so I don't cut myself. But I've only got a quarter inch blade, and there's a whole lot of surface arteries near the top, and I know where all of them are. So I'm like, you know, if I start at the inside, you know, if I start at the inside of one kneecap, run up around your crotch, and go down to the other side of your other kneecap, you'll be dead in 15 seconds. Okay. So I'm like, here, have some pain. Not to mention, that'll really sting when you sweat. All right, so I'm like, okay. So I put my hands flat on the table.
Die, Roger, die, Sirius says.
So, yeah, Sirius like, yeah, die, you fucking monkey, fuck yeah. No one Sirius got Roger dialed in right now. He spends his evening with Roger dialed in on a scope, drinking beers, wondering if this will be the last night of his life because he's got that much control on him, okay? Oh, my God. It's like, ooh. Hope you're enjoying that cigarette, Roger. Pop, you know?
My cigarette went out again.
So,
what was that?
So they're sitting there, and I'm like, so what seems to be the problem here? And they're like, well, we had a complaint. Did you
really?
And they're like, yeah, well, you know, this way anyway. She relays the story, she said, and what I just said.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, then she went home, and she got into a fight with her husband about it. And I'm like, are you trying to tell me that these people are so incredibly weak that they're going to go home and get into an argument and cause them much distress and now they're going to sue, right? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
And you're going to pull me into this office here, this nice little cubicle, and give me shit because I'm the only guy on the floor for hours. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, we're trying to work on the staffing issue. And I said, really? You know, if I was on fire, or say you were on fire, that would be an issue you could deal with immediately, wouldn't you? You'd be able to deal with that right away. But when one guy's in pain and he's on the floor bagging his ass for 6 hours, you guys can't do shit. Are we done here? Well, we have some... No. I know what you're saying. Now, you can listen to what I'm saying, okay? People, I'm down on this run. We need more staffing. Well, boom, I'm on his face, right? They're all, like, looking at me like, holy fuck. Because they did not expect some 23-year-old guy to come with them about this. And last thing I said before I left the office, and I said, the only thing I regret about this is that you couldn't have got the two other AMs in here and the fucking store manager so I could get all you assholes at once. Slam! And I left the door, left the room, and that was it for them. They're like, oh, my God. So, and I was like, well, it's my last day. I'll be getting my fucking pink slip. I don't give a shit. Right? And I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to go outside and slash me some tires. We're forced to park in the far parking lot. It's going to be dark in half an hour. You know what I mean? A whole lot of customers inside. That's a long, long walk.
And they don't sell tires either.
You know, I'm serious, you know, and it's like, that's a long walk to get to the far parking lot, Darren, you know. That's a long, long walk, and it's further to crawl. You want to think about that, all right? Incidentally, Darren wound up being transferred out, and he's working in Calgary somewhere now. And I haven't actually found it, the Home Depot that he's working at now. But when I do, I'm going to find the address. I'm going to be announcing it on Ant Radio. I'm going to get everybody in cult to send him some roadkill.
No. How about we... Is there something else we can do? Like, I don't know. Everybody goes up into the office and says, we need some help on the floor.
Or you can get everybody...
I need to speak with Darren, please.
Yeah, we're like,
only roadkill that fits in a flat envelope. Yeah. Nothing that'll fit in like a carton.
Like, box is always dead animals showing up with different postage from all of them behind the scenes. You know, I mean, like,
they have to go to customer service and ask for a refund on that dead animal. We'll have to do a price check on that. You know, yeah. They got to give you money.
Excuse me, I bought a lie here. Yeah, I bought a lie, and I've realized it is a lie, and I'd like my money back. I'd like all of it back. Right,
refund on
right,
the lie.
Right now. Right now. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't help you. Okay, I'll be outside.
But I had an argument with my husband.
Store 7063, Sariette reports.
Oh, store 7063. Great. Somebody can get me a grid on
location,
store.
GPS coordinates, address.
Yeah, store 7063, if I could get a fucking, oh, that guy. And he, not only that, he got booted over there because he was nailed on sexual assault from some girls who finally came forward to the guy. This guy's a big fucking guy. Yeah.
Sexual
harassment.
Nice. Clicking.
It's clicking. I know, and I'm sure you can hear it, too. Time for the news.
I'm not done ranting.
Oh.
It's time to find out what exactly
the fuck is going on.
It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Sorry, we're going to do the IRC first.
And he's sitting there, and he's freaking out on me. I'm standing there in the aisle, and this is the kind of guy Darren was. He'd stand there, and he'd be freaking out. Just to recap, Dak says, I hate those self-important little fucks.
Yeah,
I'm
little
saying,
pubic hairs.
And I just said, this guy's a guy who tried to use size to intimidate. He's about 6'4", and really wide. Okay, like, so it's pretty solid. He's sitting there and goes, well, I don't think that's the way it should be there, Sean. And, like, he's overbearing me, and I'm sitting there going, you know, if I was a high school kid, I'd be scared shitless. And I sit there, I stop, I look down at his chest for a minute, I crack my neck to either side, and I look back up to him, and I go, you know, this is how I feel this should be done, okay? And you got that thing where your mouth is moving, vowels and sounds are coming out, but my eyes are screaming at him saying, anytime you want to go, you just let me know, okay?
You're just waiting for the movement.
I'll fucking make sure your wife finds out about it, all right?
We had a guy.
I'll let you go first.
Yeah.
We had a guy called Buster the Body. Well, that wasn't his name, but this
Buster
is what we...
Buster the
Body Crab, who had been in...
Buster
body
the Body
Crab. Buster the Body
Crab. Because he was like that annoying itch you couldn't get rid of.
Take him on.
That
rocks. Wow.
You couldn't find him in a fight.
No. That was so fucking great. Every time this guy, when he first came in, he was one of the supervisors, and he had been in the armed forces. I think he'd been reserved or something like that.
Biggest place for fucking slackers I've ever seen.
And so he was like, well, I've been in the army, so you have to be afraid of me. And,
and
you know, like, this was the attitude he fucking put, like, you know. So he comes in there.
I'm afraid of your gene pool.
Okay. We have Trevor Burns, the late Trevor Burns, who was 5'6".
And every inch of fight.
Every inch of fight. But the thing is, he starts off because Trevor got into an argument with him about something, and he starts off by trying to intimidate Trevor.
Which couldn't be done. Like, yeah. Godzilla would be like, Godzilla would be wrecking Tokyo. Trevor would be all, I'm sorry! You can't come through here! You have to talk to reception! You know,
do you have the forms?
Down, calm down, wait your turn, you know what I mean? And Godzilla would continue to wreck Tokyo with Trevor on his tail. He's doing some mock ass damage to his face.
So he tries to intimidate Trevor. He tries to intimidate Rick Smith, who was 300 pounds and an ex-biker from California.
Who is also
back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
And I remember Rick. He looked like a big. Anybody wants to know?
I feel like he could have been at Elkhorn.
If you want to know what,
yes.
What he looks like, if you want to know.
The guy that stabbed people.
If you want to know what Rick looked like, go to the Advanced Dungeons and Dragons site. Look at any Elmore drawing of the Dragonlance where there's a dwarf, shave the beard, lose the helmet. Okay,
wow.
And like he's like, wow, you're actually wider than you are tall.
Yeah, he was.
That's not really
and it was,
possible.
There was fat, but underneath the fat, there was like 18 tons of muscle.
Oh yeah, he was like the world's smallest, widest. He was a human Humvee.
And then there's me. Yes. And then there's me. And this guy was trying to intimidate us the first time we met him. And I literally, it's beyond human comprehension.
I don't understand why they do it.
I don't. I mean,
like, rule through fear. Can you stab me? No, you can't. You're not Lord Humongous. We're not living in the wastelands. I don't have a mohawk with a weird guy on my back. Okay? You can't hurt me. You can't actually touch me. Because if you do, all bets are off. And I'm more than willing to tie myself with a lanyard to you at a 6-foot length. And we have one sharp stick between us. Okay, I'm fine with that. Okay? Hell, it'd be
perfect. That sounds fun.
That's how I went to sleep with my brothers. Okay? I'm an only child now. You do the math. All right? Anyway.
Ask these guys, have you got a ruler on you? Have you got a ruler on you? You don't have a ruler on you. Then why are you whipping out your cock?
Yeah.
Oh!
You know, seriously. It's
fine for a girl in the lab.
Let me know.
Yeah. Turn up.
Should we
to go? The IRC.
To the IRC?
They're like jonesing.
Say our name. Say my name, bitch.
Say my name.
Say my name,
bitch.
Say my name.
Mr. Echo, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Artemis and Lathe. ASDFGH, yeah. Battlewax Prophet, Breaker One, Blueberry, Cetabyte Hayes, Pseudo, Jodath Moore, Live, Lieutenant Major Zombie, The Oracle, DRCH, Case, LinkRX, Paradox, Sanix, Josh K, Kexler, Miss Echo, Babs, Integrity, Rooster, No Deal, Nixter, Templar Knight, Sariat, Cyber Samurai, Sideslide, Mr. T is My Hero, Mr. Echo, Skitty, Half Elf, Infaloop, Terrell, Yggdrasil, Plastic, Crazy Fuck, Star Baby, Tenchi, Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Fraud, Microcube, Roto, Sparky, Valley Umpire, Creep, Dark Angel, Hellborn, and ASE.
Okay,
and
a couple race, things real quick, just as a shout out there. Oracle, yes, tomorrow I have the bunch of shirts. Tomorrow is my mail out day. I'm going to be doing some mail outs to get some people who put their orders in.
Jodath Moore also was talking about something about a shirt and buttons, or I don't know what he was on about.
Jodath Moore? Anybody? Mm-hmm. I've already sent out two. I think Punk of Evil had one sent out. I've got a shipment to send out now. Apox got some stuff coming to him, and I've got some other gear that I managed to get out. So at Fork, your jacket is still coming. They threw in the one, but it is still there. I will keep bringing it up. Fork, I owe Fork one jacket. So
he'll never come through. Sean's
no, fuck you very much. Prick. But
you
so
want to take him out, boss.
No, it's okay. We need him.
We need
later.
Him still.
The faith your minions have in you.
Yeah. At least I'm honest with them. Fuck. Yeah, we ran some. No, fuck that. The guys threw it away. I'm still trying to get it sorted out. So there you go. You know what I mean?
So in other words,
plus I had to digitize a whole shitload of logos because no,
don't,
I couldn't
don't.
Have everyone
don't.
From one clan who wanted a shirt to go and get one. No, I had to have one person from each clan send me things. So I had to digitize all the clan logos, which is like, you know.
Soltran says, any idea where my Rio is at? Yes, I'm staring at it. It's right above my monitor.
Because of the move, Soltran, there's
things
been a
are
lot
fucked
of chaos.
Up. I didn't lose it.
Very
still
sorry.
There.
I'm going to be bagging
Let's
on.
Let's see if Drex can drop it off.
Drex, drop
Seemed
it off.
Interested in doing that, maybe?
I can do it, but it won't be until Saturday.
What, does the guy actually
How does Saturday sound?
The guy live in Vancouver that won it?
Yeah, he lives locally.
Coquitlam.
Port Coquitlam.
Or he could come here and pick it up.
That's a possibility. Drop in on the show.
You bet.
Hey.
If he wants to come on out here.
Two things in one.
It'd be nice. Come out, get on the show, and pick up your...
Very, very cool.
Yeah, be all right. Also,
you can arrange that with me.
Also,
for next show or something.
Hopes and prayers and voodoo magic.
We send out our prayers
to Roman Templar Knight, because Templar Knight's mother was put to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Jeez. And he just lost his father.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a pretty fucking shitty...
It's rough for him right now.
Oh, Millennium Switch. Trust me, I know how those years go.
For our boy Templar Knight.
Merry fucking Christmas, wow.
Yeah,
yeah,
so it's
and
been,
a happy
it's
new
been
year.
A pretty hefty kick in the nuts. And I'm pretty surprised that he's with us tonight, and hopes and dreams and prayers go to him, because he's an awesome guy.
Yep.
And I just feel like... Fuck, you know? Like, and it's so funny, because there's guys like Skip Radio who fucked us, and, you know, who all he did was take and lived a lie,
yep.
And Templar Knight has never asked me for a fucking thing, you know?
He's gave and gave.
Shit, you know? And you want to know, like the guy's more qualified to do, you know, oh my God, he's just an awesome guy. So
send him encouraging words?
Yeah, so just so everybody knows... If TK, you know, wigs out in the room and...
It's fully justified.
And kills somebody and kills 5-10 people, that's okay, because we understand, you know what I mean?
You know, Ronan, that will make you feel better.
And the funny thing is, it's interesting how a lot of people would sit there and look at, you know, Rant Radio, and they look at the cult thing, and a lot of people, you know, maybe there are people in there who are part of cult, maybe they're not, maybe it's all Rant Radio people who are listening and stuff like that. But when you go to a corporate workplace, and people know that you had a family member or a relative... who was injured or was killed, they come up and they say they're sorry, but they don't really mean it. They're just doing it because they have to, because it's part of policy set by some asshole to put it on paper.
It's pretty hard to mean it, though. It's pretty hard to care about everybody in the world when they have someone die.
No, it's true.
They're just being polite. I mean,
yeah,
they're not.
Most people are.
They're not being.
I try not to say I'm sorry when situations like that. I always try to say, you know, you have my condolences or sympathy. Because
how can you be sorry for something you didn't do, right?
My point is that we don't have any of that dogma and shit here. We don't do any of that. We don't have any, like, manuals of fucking protocols or none of that shit, okay?
We don't have an HR manager.
So when I say that shit, and when people in Rant Radio, when Rant Radio listeners and stuff like that say that shit, it's meant. And I think that's very cool.
Let me be the HR manager. I'll handle this.
That'd be perfect.
Great.
That will make you the foreign diplomat. Off you go.
to some warring country, maybe.
Only if we can call you Fatbert.
Do I get to handle the problems?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Then, okay, yeah, call me whatever you like.
All right.
So long as you don't get the name right during the...
What's in the news?
It's news time. I've got lots of good news. Well, it's not good news, but it's news.
Hey, well, it's news to me.
Okay, while we're waiting for that page to load, what's this? Hackers kill off heroes.
Hackers kill off heroes. This is funny.
Someone hacked
a virtual massacre has robbed an online fantasy world of its greatest heroes.
What?
Hackers exploited a loophole on the sign-on systems for popular online game Diablo 2 to hijack and kill many of its most powerful characters. Keen players have seen sophisticated warriors and creatures build up over hundreds of hours of gameplay wiped from the screens. And they even killed, like, the people who made the game's characters.
Fuck you.
I think, apparently, I believe what they think actually happened is that these people figured out how to basically log in as these characters, decided to go play as, hey, I'd really like to play as so-and-so, and they're like, you know, hardcore characters, and like, once they die, they're gone.
Okay.
And so basically all these people were playing...
Assumed their identity and then
basically
assumed
their identity, got them real good and dead.
You know, and that's kind of a dick thing to do.
Yeah, that is dick.
Because,
But it's Leet Haxor stuff.
Players exchanged news about the massacre, described it as horrible, terrible, and dubbed it as the first online mass murder.
That's totally legit, because you got to bear in mind, you got these people who are like,
this is their life.
I am.
Hundreds of hours.
Yeah, like, how would you feel if
like,
Rant Radio got shut down?
If somebody erased all my MP3s, gone, all my archives.
I think it would suck, but I wouldn't equate it to mass murder.
No, I wouldn't equate it to mass murder.
Well,
no, it would.
I believe that they're bringing back the characters.
They have
the records, and they're able to
They have backups.
Them.
I wouldn't relate it at this point to a mass murder, but I will say that if I was one of those people, it would initiate a mass murder.
I'd be pretty pissed off.
I spent 200 fucking hours working on that Everton, bitch.
It doesn't matter what they're doing. Like, let's say somebody goes and, like, haha, that was so funny. Okay, let's say you spent 200 hours working on code, working on a sculpture, working on a painting, working on whatever,
yeah.
And some fuckhead shows up and destroys it. And you're like, holy shit, I put a lot of time into this.
You mean like back when I was playing, I can't remember what game it was, mm-hmm. but... I was playing a game. I had played it for God knows how many fucking hours, and Todd came over and decided to fix something on my computer and lost my game.
No, that's what
I was about 90% of the way through.
I saw one of those tracts. What are those called? Those religious tracts. There's a name.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But in the tract, it was somebody was playing D&D, and they lost their character.
Oh, and they hung
and they went insane and killed themselves.
Yeah, Demons and Dragons.
Oh. Keep reminding me. I have a list.
What was it called? Like,
it was called Demons and Dragons.
The Pentecostal little
psychos.
That,
there's a website that has them all.
Oh, they're so funny.
Oh, they're the best. They're like, oh no! And she hangs herself, and then you know they show up for a gaming
the
session,
witch
and you're like,
for the D&D
first
players.
First of all, they had this 30-year-old sexy long black haired bitch
like,
in the game.
Ah, nobody was there when I was
and
playing
like,
D&D like
motherfucker,
that.
Motherfucker, I would look for that game. Yeah. I would take a bus to
and
that
half,
game.
Half the people playing there were chicks
yeah,
too.
Because the bus is the only way. I'm saying nothing more.
Sean, show them what you had.
Yeah, like we had
Uncle Dad.
I had to go and game with Uncle Dad.
That's
huge.
That's
nice.
Tough.
You know what I mean? And like there were so many
wow,
books.
That's rough.
He looked
play.
Pretty good in a house coat, didn't he?
Only when I had my hair up in curlers.
And the shit that came out of his mouth. I haven't fucked like that since grade school. So. Hey, no, but seriously, it's just like holy cow. But and they're like, you know, they're making this all up. And then, you know, now that you've attained fifth level, we must go down to the basement. Of course, they got the 15-foot pentagram going on, and they're like, got altars. Everybody's in black.
Wow, where'd that come from?
And I'm like, okay, first of all, everyone who's played D&D, like, because I've had these arguments when I'm from the age of like 8+.
We played that MP3. That's how it is.
That's how it is.
Is there any sprite left in the fridge?
And then he tries, if there's any girls there, I want to do them. You know, and that's totally.
I cast magic missile out of darkness.
Anybody want to go in on a pizza with me?
No. Fucking brutal.
Any Mountain Dew left?
Mountain Dew. It's oh my god. And they're sitting there and they're like, oh yeah. Now not only that, but the people who would be know what to do in a scenario where. You know, we're all sitting there. How to tell a gamer? You're all sitting in a large room, like a waiting room or something, and a rift opens up, and a thing falls through the ceiling and goes... The gamers are the guy who've already got the curtain rods down and are making bows. Okay, and they're like, oh, a rift open. What kind of rift was it? Blue, bright light, something out of Forgotten Realms. I don't know. It looks like a major hit dice creature. Other people are like, it was this thing. Mostly general, looked like a mind flayer. Kind of like head of a mind flayer, body of like probably beholder type thing. Lots of eyes, probably beam weapons, not too sure. Very, very tough. Very, very fast. Think it has a mental efficiency when you look at it. Try not to look at it. Work with mirrors, okay? You stay here, have a holding action, we'll throw some of these fucking idiots at him who are drooling on themselves and puking. We'll see if we can, that'll slow them down. We'll get outside and then we'll light the whole fucking building on fire. It's a plan. It's fast, but it'll work. Let's go. Okay, that's the gaming crowd. Okay?
Yeah.
You show a fucking gamer, a group of guys wearing robes, they're not shocked and bewildered. They're like, oh yeah, Kerchak, I got this shotgun here. I happen to bring it with me when I go everywhere. Gaming crowds are there. Why do you suppose we have a backpack loaded with shit? Why is that? Because you're like, well, I was playing this game one time. They're the guys who go to the sci-fi movie.
I thought about it a lot.
They're the guy who goes to the sci-fi movie, the alien abducts them, and they look and they say, look, that alien abducted him. They still got all their clothes on. That is as
foolish aliens.
I'd be owning that ship in 15 fucking minutes.
That guy had a belt on. That's all I need.
That's all I need. I got shit sewn in my belt. You would not fucking believe what I got sewn in my belt. Fuck you. Okay, it'd be crazy.
Toothpaste, toothpicks, pocket pliers, satchel charge.
I got a lock pick. I got one of them flexible fillet knives. I can put into a glove. It's like Wolverine. You got to be careful how you swing it, though. It works really good. You know, I mean, fuck. What's this here? So somebody sent us something.
Another Nexter. Oh, that's a good one.
What's this?
The Sideways Mentals.
The Sideways Mentals.
The Mentals homepage, in fact.
Mentos. I guess somebody took it before Mentos did. Or I don't know if he's altering these or not.
Oh, Nexter's probably warping fabric of time and space.
Just changing reality for us.
Anyway, what's the next story?
The next one I'll just put in the IRC. Napster files another lawsuit over copyright infringement.
Oh, that's the cathead, right?
Napsterstore.com. They're selling merchandise with Napster logo.
Oh, and so Napster's now suing them?
Yes, for copyright infringement.
Without the permission of the Offspring?
Without the
is
permission.
That okay?
This isn't the Offspring
no, it's
one. It's another one.
No, copyright. Yes. Trademark. If it says copyright, they're wrong on the story.
Okay.
Okay, well, if it's trademark infringement, I'd be like, yeah, that's bullshit. But, I mean, if Napster's suing anybody for copyright infringement, I'd be like, hey, what's that sound? Yeah, it's the sound of 10,000 pots flying towards this kettle factory. Okay? Like, just...
Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Yeah, you know,
the sky
like,
went black.
You know?
They're using our tactics against us. Isn't there a law against that?
You know, and it's... Oh, it's so bad. Anyway, what else is next?
The world isn't safe for hypocrites like us.
Let's see. We got...
Speaking about sick shit, did you hear locally what
were
the
we?
Fuck happened?
No.
With the guy raping a... Well, actually, apparently it was only one girl, but it was... He abducted a 7- and a 5-year-old girl, sexually assaulted one of them, and then returned them to their homes. Fortunately,
well, at least he didn't kill them.
Fortunately, however, yeah. Or unfortunately, depending on your point of view, the cops have actually apprehended the son of a bitch. They caught him, I think, this morning?
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Was it last night?
Yesterday.
They caught him yesterday? Okay.
So, great.
In Prince George.
That's great.
So what? And he did it from Lower Mainland. What, he fucked off back to Prince George? Did he live up there?
No, they don't know yet.
All
I have
to do is give
him
the jail he's going to and spread the word around, right?
Caught somebody, I'm hoping it's... There's been this string of attempted abductions through the local area.
They've
caught the guy for this.
They get newspapers in jail, right? So they must see his name slashed
all
over the papers.
Oh, they know exactly who's who.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, being as my sister's a prison guard... Funny how that works. But being as my sister's a prison guard... you sit there, and she tells us all the time about these fucking idiots who, you know, are like... She's seen Olsen face-to-face, Clifford Olsen. She's seen the child killer. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Something else, you want to know something else that Olsen does? This is kind of an interesting point. But, I mean, when I found out about this, I was just like, you can't be serious. Clifford Olsen writes letters to the parents
of kids he murdered.
Killed, mocking them.
He's allowed. Right, to do that, it's not.
I believe he is.
I would shatter
like,
this. Okay, they can. I'm sure they can have a restraining order against him sending them letters. If
I'm
they
sure
want.
There's something
if
against
you
the
can
law.
Say, you're not allowed to be near
apparently,
them. I'm sure they can come up with some law that says.
I'm sure that if there's laws against harassment in person,
yeah.
Then you can also have these laws extend to.
I have it
yeah.
for the phone.
Yeah.
They must have it for mail.
Harassment in person.
I think it's because a letter is something. It's just like paper. It's like spam. So
yeah, and the phone is just sound.
Yeah.
No, but that's a more intimate connection. I'm all for it. Hey, shit, I'm like, oh, wow, you
said
the
can. I believe you can get any restriction you want put onto a restraining order as long as it makes sense. So I'm sure these families would be able to ask for restraining orders.
I don't know, I'm willing to think that they cannot simply because this guy can do this.
Oh, no, but, I mean, there's also the thought that he can just send them a letter, put a stamp on it, and... They don't know until they open it what it is.
Do they not look through mail that you send out from jail?
Yes.
Like, I'm breaking out of jail at 11 p.m. Please be here to pick me up.
I mean, there's all kinds of ways to be sarcastic.
Apparently, from what I understand, I don't think they can actually target one prisoner's mail. They have to do random checks.
Okay. We'll just randomly look at his mail every week.
I might be wrong on that.
Anyway,
okay?
fuck that. Just whatever. I mean, he's a piece of shit. Next story.
Centralia, Pennsylvania.
Yes, from the cult page.
The town that is no more.
Yes, there's a whole legion of cult members who are making a road trip, actually, being organized.
Really?
Yes, by vampire...
What happened to the town?
Fucking themselves. Well, back in 1961, the whole place is riddled underneath with coal mines.
Oh, this is the one that they burned out from underneath. I've heard about this.
No, it hasn't burned out. It's still burning.
Still burning.
30 years later, the town underneath in the coal mine section. So
40 years later,
is still burning. So there's like 38 people living there. But it's a whole fucking city. Right? And like a building will just go.
Property's cheap.
It was a pretty thriving city, too.
It looked pretty good.
Pretty
like
big.
You can see photos of the fucking place.
Like,
and I'm just
there
like.
There it is. Look at that. Normal city.
Normal city. And I'm like, damn. You know,
a deserted city.
You know, eventually, because reality, you know, reality is really just, you know, you got the state of mind action going on there. Because you sit there and you go to like a Gap party, We have, you know, the people with their clever clothing and their clever glasses who put effort into smoking, drinking their weird-ass fucking drinks, listening to strange music, which everyone thinks is cool and minimalistic, but nobody really likes. And nobody says anything definite, right? That's one reality. And anybody who spent any kind of time there knows that it's really fucked. You leave that reality, you go to, like, a military sort of environment where you got a bunch of psychos who are all sitting around cleaning guns, you know, the general Ronin crowd. And we're all over at Templar Knights, and we're all, you know, cleaning shit. And, you know, you're sitting there listening to music, whatever, talking gun shit, then that's a different reality, you know, and you can go that way. But I'm thinking that the cyber culture, the quote-unquote, the cyber culture, which is an acronym way, or the metaphor way too used, like the adjective that people have overused to the death, you know, but I'm talking like the good Blade Runner culture, that kind of a dark... Yeah, the shit that you hate, that's coming.
Dystopia.
Yeah, but that's okay. You'll be dead long before you'll...
Please, fucking God, please.
Please, God, please. So, what have
you heard of, TK?
I've heard that before. Who was saying that the other... Never mind.
But you sit there, and think about it. You've got this abandoned city with smoke billowing out of the ground.
Like,
and you've got
perfect.
All these people with, like... Hooded cult here, send walking
the vampires
through there,
in.
Setting up wireless networks and running fiber. That's brilliant.
They must still have power.
Oh, yeah, they got power. They got power, they got sewers. There's probably abandoned tunnels and shit. How amazing would that be? There's, like, tracks and sewers.
Those abandoned tunnels are on fire, in case you weren't paying attention.
Well, whatever. But the point is,
super
point
cool.
Is, could you
that's
imagine the Waco ATF crowd showing up in this weird section, and you got all these, like, little robots running around this burning town, the smoke billowing out of the ground? I mean, very quickly, they'd be like, whoa,
scuttering
dude,
from building
this is
to building
really fucking
in the
bad
shadows.
Place. I don't know. This is, like, a bad zone. I mean, you got, like, the weird little thermal droids and stuff.
The rest of the 38 people leave, because it's getting too creepy.
Yeah, they got, like...
Now we declare it cult town.
We'll figure out a way to harness the thermal energy.
All I have to say is that a fucking
that's not bad.
Steam fire.
Welcome to Cultralia.
Cultralia.
Could last for fucking centuries.
Oh, yeah.
What?
A seam fire, a coal seam fire, it could fucking last
for
centuries.
It's gone for 40 years now and no stopping it.
I'm sure there's a way to stop it.
Yeah, there is.
It's expensive. Yeah. Dig it out. And stop it wherever it's getting to.
Where is it getting the air from?
It's already burned away,
it's already
in,
burned,
I guess.
Burned the air. It doesn't really need air so much as it's just smoldering.
It's a little bit, okay, I guess.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, fire needs air. Fire does, but at a certain point, I mean, what you're dealing with there is the gas.
Air is going to seep into the ground.
Yeah. It's just smoldering fast enough. I mean, okay, you take a house, close all the windows and doors, and it doesn't burn very fast at all. I mean,
maybe they could cover
it here. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's not very big.
That's a virtual 360 degree. Put your mouse on it, span it.
Oh, not that one, is it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fascinating for everyone.
Yeah.
So that's
it's
what
pretty
are.
Abandoned. Lots of burning trees. They're all dead.
And
look at that.
Just took off because it's too smoky.
But I mean, that's in a sunny.
It's like the building's actually
it's bad to smell it.
Those
it's
photos.
Bad to smell
if you look at these photos and you go, okay, that's on a sunny, sunny day. All these photos are taken. It's like really cheerful. You can take photos of any place on a sunny, and it would look nice. Imagine that place foggy at night with the smell of burnt coal and every tree is dead.
And things are sinking into the ground.
It's Vampireville. I'd be like, whoa,
actually,
fuck.
If you want
like buildings are sinking.
If you want an abandoned city, there was one. I read this in
where?
Wallpaper. It's in Australia. Oh, it was used as basically as a testing location for where they did like missile testing back in the 60s.
Oh, great.
And it's like it's out in like, the middle of the outback.
Sure.
I think it's called Woomera. And it's like this whole, it's this whole little like perfect little 60s suburban town. And it's, like, fucking empty now because they don't use the test range anymore. Granted, it's about 20 miles from a piece of totally irradiated ground. Anything that goes near it dies. But
there's
other than that,
food really well.
Other than that, it's, like, this perfect little 60s suburban utopia. Totally fucking empty. It looks like straight out of Thunderbirds.
There's also another town or an area someplace in Australia where they was near... an iridium mine or something like that, and it's just apparently the place is the most toxic spot on Earth or something like that.
Did Midnight Oil do a song about that? Was that the Blue Sky Mine song?
Something, yeah. I think that was it, yeah.
But, in any case, What do we got here?
The next one. UK workers sacked over lewd email.
This I heard and thought was silly.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's silly if people lose their jobs. What is this?
A British firm has sacked or suspended dozens of workers over the sending of lewd emails featuring cartoon characters. They fired 10 people and suspended 77 other people.
Lewd cartoon
characters. 88 people involved.
Apparently what it was Bart Simpson was having a cow, if you understand what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Although I would
apparently 87 people agree with these cartoons.
Although I have
how many
to admit,
people are left?
Anything that discourages people from sending stupid fucking emails over a mailing list should
yes.
probably be encouraged. But honestly, yeah.
Being fired, yeah.
No,
sending
exactly.
a joke to a friend.
Exactly.
I know that's not
fucked.
Good.
That's totally fucked.
Like, did people that just received this email get
it's
fired?
Child porn.
Yeah.
Well, no, they didn't
yeah.
say that. They just said it
so
was
all 80s.
No, they said it wasn't the material. It was the fact that it was the use of the company material in this manner.
Uh-huh.
Well, so, what, was it a company cow?
I can't believe 87 people sent this.
I would leave my cubicle.
You're getting arrested for having a CC.
Well, no, 87 people were on the receiving end of the same mailing list.
Yeah.
How about this? How about I leave my cubicle at the office with my MP3 player on Winamp playing one song, which is Virus by GameFTM? Thank you.
It says, reports that this was just Bart Simpson imagery were wide of the mark, the spokesman said. When we peeled back the layers, some of the material that was bandied about was far more gratuitous and of offensive nature.
Ooh, well, God knows who
okay.
would want anything of offensive
fired
nature.
We fired people for sending an email, but it was a really icky email.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Well,
it wasn't just an email.
Bad.
It was a bad
they
email.
Had, like,
bad.
Photos of, like, yeah. you know, children, you know,
yeah,
you know,
have all
Bart Simpson's a minor. Yeah.
Have all 87 people been warned about this before?
What?
He's been on the for 15 years.
Yeah.
Actually, he's been on the fucking air so long he can't be a minor anymore.
Burn the building down.
No, I'm sorry. It's like
wow. with the people in
it. I'm on my desk with my stapler here, and well, I'm hitting people. Yeah. You know, it's like wow. How would you like some 12 gauge steel?
Sure.
This reminds me of something that happened at my work. At my work, a guy was busted for spending too much time on the internet. And he was busted, and they were, like, mad. But then it turned out, oh, he's browsing porn sites. That made them really mad, and they canned him. And so I went back, and I'm like, they just canned this guy? Or spending one afternoon browsing porn?
I remember you told me that.
Yeah, and what I did was I went back, and I said, oh, I made a mistake on the logs. And I went back, and I hand-built a new log that said that he hadn't actually been browsing the whole time. Handed it to the boss and got the guy unfired.
Very, very
yeah.
cool.
But I haven't told anybody at work that or the guy whose job I got back.
Well, that's what they're around
for. Because I can't. If I tell anybody that I actually went and falsified logs so he wouldn't be fired, or if I even told the guy himself that I falsified logs so he wouldn't get fired.
So you saved this guy's job.
Yeah, and I can't tell anybody except you guys about it because I know nobody in my work listens. I hope. God. One of those guys might actually listen, and I'm in so much shit.
Not really.
Prove it. You lied. Everything we say here, we just kind of say.
You made up a funny-ass story to make us all go,
yes,
woo, you
right,
rock.
That's right.
That's right. Uncle Dak is, you know, just talking right now. Everything he says is for entertainment purposes.
The difficult part was rolling back the date on the file. It was already on the boss's computer. That was rough. Well, I couldn't get into the office, and I didn't have a network connection.
I've recently discovered something. While we're waiting to find out what's going on here, do we got the do we got that story?
No.
Did they ever
these
ask
web,
where,
these
the,
search
where the log
suck.
Came from? Enki?
Okay.
Did they ever ask where
it okay, well,
was?
Okay, well, what was the
just
log?
What was the
largest sentient search engine on it?
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. Yeah, this is a story I tracked down on CNN. If someone could dig around and find the ACLU defending NAMBLA or the ACLU defending NAMBLA story that was I saw posted
that'd be very
earlier,
good.
I would certainly appreciate it if you could send it to Sim.
The ACLU,
but that is what they're there for. ACLU.
I have only one thing to say. I'm
they're for people who are undefendable.
Yes. I will only, like, not complain about that depending on what's the point of law they're defending is.
North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Are they defending them on being on the internet or speaking in public or...
Yeah, that...
Like, what are they defending?
What are they defending?
Not the existence.
Not the existence, but it depends on what point of law they're defending. that's I'm going to hold judgment until I hear what aspect they're defending.
Well, unfortunately, the American Civil Liberties Union, they're very, very good moral people, and they probably, it's probably something to the effect of they want to have a parade or a meeting or something like that.
Or they want to just argue the point that we are allowed to do
this. Which anybody can argue the point. I mean, anybody can argue the point that, you know, whatever. Well, I mean, there's that guy who wrote that.
The story is on CNN right now. It was scheduled to be on at 9 Eastern, so it should
be on.
Oh,
it should be on the front page, maybe, then. It
should be on
take a look.
But it's like, it's really...
The thing is, this kid was killed by a pedophile.
Okay.
And the parents of the kid are suing NAMBLA for... encouragement.
Well, it's pretty much guilty there. I mean,
I'm not saying it.
You think so?
No.
It's like suing Eminem.
There.
No.
Or because Eminem said something in his...
No. Eminem is a musical artist who sings about certain things, and on his albums that oftentimes he states, I'm just fucking around.
So somebody, he sings about putting your girlfriend in a trunk and driving off a bridge. If somebody put a girlfriend in a trunk and drove off a bridge, and then they said, Eminem, and he listens to Eminem.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
There's no difference.
The North American Man Boy Love Association is not an entertainment thing. It is an organization dedicated
some people don't
to
see
making
the difference.
Pedophiles.
The only thing I have to say is
we constantly argue that we like to see people get shot for behaviors which are unpleasant or some other thing.
Yeah.
Would it be cool to sue us? I mean, we're not as reviled as NAMBLA, but basically it's
close.
NAMBLA says, hey, men should be able to have sex with young boys.
I think
that sucks. It's a very bad idea, but... At the same time, we think these stupid people should die. If somebody goes out and kills one of those stupid people,
woohoo!
Do we get our asses sued? That's not cool.
The only thing I have to say is I can't argue with the ACLU. I can't argue with them defending them in the form of the adversarial.
Hang on, we got the story here. What's
the lawsuit is that the ACLU is defending is a wrongful death suit. It's not about sex. That's defending the North American NAMBLA, right to advocate for a political position. Blah, blah, blah. And story involves the death of a 10-year-old boy who was killed by two men, one of whom was a member of NAMBLA. The lawsuit charges NAMBLA's beliefs and positions encouraged the killer.
I didn't
you can't let this go from the ACLU's point of view because, okay, so now they pass a law saying that they're...
I don't think that NAMBLA endorses the killing of young boys, so it's going to be a pretty tough case for them to argue that way.
I can see why the parents are fighting, and I can also see why, why the ACLU is defending them. They're not defending their existence. They're not defending that. They're defending the fact that, like you were saying there.
Our legal system, both in Canada and in the States, is based on precedent. Precedent is far more important when it comes right down to it than the laws that people actually pass. So
I think it's a dangerous precedent.
If a precedent gets set where a organization
regardless.
Which argues for a political position is responsible for the people who are members of that position's actions, in that case... Everything gets fucked.
If you say something on television and somebody does it, you're responsible for that action.
If you're imagine the Green Party getting shut down because they say that spiking trees has saved forestry. Somebody who in the Green Party spikes a tree.
Imagine the Nazi Party getting shut down because they think it's okay to kill Jews. They did.
Oh wait, there's one single example that works out good in this situation. Let's go with that.
No, that's exactly the same thing. NAMBLA Nazis.
What's your
NAMBLA?
But you're allowed to be a Nazi here.
Yeah, but
you're allowed to be a Nazi here. Okay, France is fucked up. Germany's fucked up, but here you're allowed to be a Nazi. As an individual, you're not allowed to go out and kill people,
but you're about to believe it. You're allowed to believe it, though.
You cannot be a Nazi unless you go out and put people in camps.
But are you saying people can't believe things and organize because of a central belief?
No, I'm sorry. I cannot condone in any argument, shape, or form. As much as I'd like to see every member like to get their list and hunt them down, like you know, in a box match, you know.
No.
I have to say I cannot condone the idea
of attacking someone over there. And unfortunately, I have to agree.
Otherwise, like
they can come after.
I have to agree with Drexel and with Enki that as shitty as it is,
super shitty, yes,
as uber shitty, as beyond, like as I
said, like
from
to,
my eyes and mouth
like
as I
NAMBLA
speak
hit
the word,
anything we can possibly imagine, anything
they're one of the worst,
that hits against NAMBLA is a good thing. Anything
but
that causes them problems,
but it's one rule for all. Remember,
they
could shut down Colt for saying something,
I'm against
right?
landmines, but I think we should all put them in the NAMBLA compound.
I'm fully for having, you know, the members of NAMBLA crucified and killed slowly. However, I just
but
don't
that's
think
because of their
I don't
thoughts
think
as individuals and their
I
actions,
don't
not because of
no, it's be I don't think.
Period.
You don't period. And the same.
You don't think you like people finishing your
sentence
for you?
I don't think that the government should do it. Okay?
No, of course.
I don't think it should be, you know, legal to crucify them. I just think they should be crucified.
There shouldn't be government regulation crucifixion.
That's right.
What we want, here at Cult, I think what we...
No.
Okay.
You don't say anything.
Okay.
No, I think you'll agree. I think
crucifixion of NAMLA members, it's not the law. It's just a good idea.
I think you'll agree on this. That what we'd like to see...
Who's waiting?
We should have the
everyone.
Right to say that.
Okay.
Is vigilantes.
If somebody does,
uh-huh. shouldn't be...
Which we all agree, they're breaking the law. And it's a shame they're breaking the law, but who they're breaking the law on, we just can't feel too much sympathy.
And it ain't just the law that's getting broke,
look,
baby.
Oh, broke the law. Over an NAMLA member's head again.
Said in recent
years. Damn, I hate that.
You got to be careful here.
Unfortunately, you're also sort of advocating what some of the pro-lifers are doing.
Oh, really? That's a nice tie-in.
But it's the same parallel.
Nice. How so? And I'm going to go toe-to-toe
the parallel.
With you right now.
Like,
what's the parallel? What's the parallel here?
To kill someone for something that they totally believe in, even though it's against the law? Same thing.
Oh, the parallel, Sean, the parallel is that they believe what they're doing is right.
Okay.
And they believe that going against what the law says is okay to do it because of what they're doing.
Higher power.
Moral calling.
Yeah, that's right. I understand what they're thinking when they go and kill, abortion, people at abortion clinics. Because one abortionist
think they're
wrong.
Equals, like, 30...
I understand their viewpoint, where they think that, you know, these people are killing babies, I'm going to kill them because they're killing babies.
Yep.
I just think they're wrong.
If you agree with that mindset, but we must come back to the origin of thought here, where it says, well, is this fair? Is that fair? This is about force. Okay? He who has force makes the rules, period. The victor will write history. And all of this shit about fairness and laws and all that is purely perspective. Purely. Well, is that wrong? Yeah, sure. But it's what I believe, and if I've got the force to back it, it becomes right. That's the bottom line. Are the pro-lifers right? I don't think so. Is NAMBLA wrong? Yes, I think they are. And if you've got the force to back that, and the only difference between right and wrong is the number of people who agree with you.
And
if everyone here, and force. And if everyone here in North America agreed that killing babies, like abortion was killing babies, these fucking doctors would be shot. And if everybody in North America agreed and believed the way NAMBLA does, then
it'd be okay
for me to go out and fuck some 9-year-old kid up the ass.
As long
however,
as
that
he,
is true.
As you know,
as long as
the 9-year-old loves me and wanted me.
As long as I manipulate this 9-year-old into wanting me to fuck him up the ass. Let me finish. The one thing is though that the reason why this conflict, which life is conflict, no matter how you look at it, no matter which way, everything is a striving and thriving for power. The only thing that can be done is the measurement of force of that conflict to meet resolution, i.e., if there is a conflict like this pro-life thing, yes, the parallel is there. They are both a conflict, and they are both going to lose because they are both wrong because we say they are. That's the reason why. So to sit there and get into the philosophical and moral high ground and all that kind of shit, that's all fine. But, well, is that right? Is that wrong? Yes. Why? Because I say so. That's why. And as long as enough people stand up and say no, then you tally it up, that's who's right.
But you can convince other people to your side based on, arguments.
That's what we're really talking about defending. If you go all the way back to where this whole thing started, is enough people say this is the way it's supposed to be, that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, right now, NAMBLA is a really small number of people who say this is the way it's supposed to be.
It's an alarming
It's very big.
That's the whole point
any
of our charter of rights and freedoms and that sort of thing, is to protect us from the majority who thinks we're fuckheads and want to kill us.
Should we go out?
Just because the majority thinks it's all right, say the majority thinks it's all right to kill doctors because they're killing babies, the law says no, you can't. Why? Because the majority shouldn't rule necessarily in all situations.
Bringing it back,
the
majority should not overrule the rights of the minority.
Individual.
Absolutely.
True.
And this is why also people would sit there and Dak would say,
courts.
Do I believe in vigilante action? Do I believe in vigilante action? Do I think that people should just take up arms, run out to the streets because they are angry, and begin burning and killing and looting and all that good stuff? No, I do not.
Because they could go against
I do not
right?
support vigilante action.
What was that story about the pediatrician pedophile? That story about England? That was that town in England where
they attacked the guy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, I do not support mass vigilante action. I do not support minor vigilante action. I support your action. When people say vigilante action, I think that people can sort out their problems. Okay, but you have to bring power back to one. We live in a culture now where it's all about one. It's not about 30 fucking people. 200 years ago, you had 200 people living in a village. It was all about that village, because if you didn't have your neighbor, you were fucked, because he was the guy who had the milk. And buddy down the road, he bakes bread. And buddy over there, well, he makes all the clothes for the village. You don't have all of these entities, you're fucked. If it all comes back down to the individual and will of one. So what I think is that people should take, and that's the only thing they can do, they have to take moral and social responsibility of actions. Somebody goes and rapes my wife, I will kill them. Whether or not that is right or wrong,
or legal or illegal,
totally irrelevant. I reject those laws. Fuck your laws. I don't care about your laws. This fucker dies. Period. End of list. Well, that's wrong. I don't register you. Your laws. Well, that's sociopathic. Great.
And some of those.
Good enough. I'm a sociopath, and that fucker's a corpse, and that's how it goes.
And some of those threats keeps people in check. Those personal threats, not the laws.
Do you think it's the law? What do you think it's the law? Why do you suppose that when a pack of Hell's Angels walks in somewhere and starts wrecking the bar, no one will call the police? Why do you suppose that is? It's fear because of applied force. This mock-up of civilization that we have is such a fucking lie. We're 3 miles away from total anarchy in every major city. Don't believe me? India. Oh, look. There's like 1 billion people without power, water, and light right now in India because there was a fuck-up. And some wires got crossed. Apparently in India right now, there's like 1 billion people without power, water, and light. I'm like, holy fuck, and phones.
Deal with that.
Don't forget phones. So there's no comms, no light, no water.
I've always been glad I don't live in India. Now even more so.
But could you imagine 1 billion people in a third world, in some section of India, which are third world.
They got a bad enough already.
And it's fucking road warrior territory right now. India is kind of big. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, that whole place, there's probably, God only knows what's happening over there, because no one else does. You know what I mean? So, but getting full back, do I support vigilante action? That's a very blanket statement. No, I do not. Do I support individuals acting to their beliefs? Yes, I do. And if a guy goes in and decides he's going to rape my wife because, you know, she's evil.
Cute.
For whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Okay? And, or he's hurt me and he wants to hurt me, so he's going to rape my wife. Okay?
Yeah.
I think if he truly believes that, he's entitled to try. Give it your best shot, fucker.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
I'm entitled to kill him. My elbows and your intestines before you're fucking, you finish your last scream, okay? So that's how that works. And people go, well, that's because we can't compartmentalize our lives to this degree. Everyone's like, label, 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 label. It's very hard to drill it down to that level. It's very, very hard. But we have to the only thing you can take responsibility for is your own actions. And that is something that no one does. No one takes responsibility. Well, you know, how'd you get your name? How the fuck did you get your name? My name's James. Is it really? Well, your parents gave you that name, right? What's your last name? It's Smith. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how'd you get that? Oh, well, that was my parents' last. What the fuck is your name? What's your name? What's your belief? Well, what's your faith? I was baptized Catholic. Who did that? Who the fuck
and
are
how
you?
How old were you?
How are you? How old are you? Well, I'm a CEO. Of what? Because it's a job? Because it's your job you have? Most people don't even know who the fuck they are. They don't even know what's going on. They don't know what's going on in their heads. And they got these 15-year-old kids and 16-year-old kids who are clued in. They're like, wait a minute. I've been distracted my whole life, and all this Gap Jeans MTV bullshit is just a lie.
I think you're very optimistic about 15 and 16-year-olds.
I'm not
nations.
Really, because children...
Some people don't figure it out till they're in midlife, and boy...
Oh, whack! And there it is, just like...
Gold chains and hairy bellies.
But why is that?
I am fucking really miserable, and people think, oh, I'm happy. I've got a good job. I'm happy. The absence of suffering is not happiness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a cow's been chained up in his pen his whole life and doesn't know the good life.
If you do not know what happiness is, you must quest for it. You must find what... I mean, you're sitting there and people go, there must be something better than this. That is a sign. When you're sitting there going, my life is fucked.
Or if you're even saying, oh, well, my life is pretty good, I guess.
I'm good, but
we were talking about this earlier, about McDonald's workers. Oh, they're happy. They're happy. They're happy. Making their money.
But suffering, absence of suffering does not happiness make, okay? You have to have a goal, a dream, a vision, something of the future. That's why some stupid fucking guy in Langley, B.C. named Sean cooks up this half-assed concept of making these weird little tribes that follow counterculture, and it catches like wildfire all over the United States with young people. Why is that? Because they're like, wow, this is a really cool idea, and I can belong to this, and I can see that other people are just like me, and they're pissed off too. That's the only thing that I've got going on. That's the only thing that I've got happening with me. And it's and they're sitting there, and they're like, wow, Sean, you're the fucking man. You know, I get these emails that come in, aside from the ones that tell me I'm an idiot. You know, why is Smokehouse the guy? Why do you want to have just ICQ and blah, 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 fuck, whatever. Okay, and all the bullshit
well,
in the
it's
RC.
Well, it's a sense of belonging.
It is
a sense
of
something that's lacking,
but
maybe,
like,
in
oh,
their
you're,
lives.
You're so cool. Everything that has been done, all these projects, I haven't done shit on these projects. That's everybody else. Can I do this? Sure, cult's behind you. Boom, they go take over a small country.
That's,
and I'm
that's
like, way
it.
To go.
All these,
you know?
All these people have ideas in their head that they're not brave enough to do,
they
or they're
need
not
a little bit of a push.
I think everyone has that,
and I don't want any power. I
people
want to
like
empower.
Having permission to sort of
yeah.
go.
It's like, can I do this? Like, I don't know.
I'm sure you
can. And yes, somebody says, yes,
idea. Does anyone
do it.
Else think this is a good idea? Like,
they don't
am
know,
I
yeah.
totally stupid here? Or
of course.
Actually, yeah.
And everyone is always calling them down throughout their lives, going, you're stupid. You can't do this.
And
you're nothing.
God,
you're just a one person.
Thank God, or whatever God
you're
you
want
to call.
You're not a corporation. You're not a CEO. You're not a big company.
You are
you're
not
a person. Go to job. Go to your work and do what they tell you.
There's a Japanese expression that the nail that sticks up gets pounded down.
Yeah, that's a good expression.
And that's a fact. That has been proven throughout history. The nail that sticks up does get pounded down. I've taken my fair share of whacks on the head, but the only thing is, it's fall down 9 times,
but
get up 10.
Who are the people
if you lay down, that's fine.
Who are the people that are known, and who are the people that succeed are the people that do stick up.
They're the people
and
that
do
fail the most.
Things, and fail most, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
but they fail 10 times and succeed once.
Yeah, quit pitching you haven't done anything wrong, because quite frankly, you haven't done fuck all of anything. So,
yeah.
There
if,
you go.
If you don't do anything, don't criticize people who are trying.
Exactly. So, bottom line, round robin, back to the concept here. Are the people, is the ACLU right in defending NAMLA? I puke while I say it, yes.
Yes,
is,
I know.
Is the...
anybody defending NAMLA
is
like,
that right,
oh.
Sean? PBM.
Imagine being the poor fucking lawyer who has to take this
I would
case.
Go home and boil my body and lie every
daily.
Fucking
like,
night.
Every time you go out in the street, you have to defend yourself against
you
everyone.
You're defending the NAMLA? Why are you doing that?
Well, blah, blah, blah. And
oh,
then they go,
with
really?
Hydrochloric acid.
No,
to get
they
the
don't.
Feel
they more likely
now.
They go, they
people
don't hear you, they ignore you, and they continue throwing stones at you.
This oh, yeah. NAMLA argument and go, okay, this makes me mad. Then we listen to the whole story and we're like, okay, well, it sucks. But basically, it's got to be done. 200% to here at VM. Do we agree with what they're saying that the ACLU
anybody?
Should develop?
Anybody?
Show them this story.
I can't hear you.
Go out on the street. The problem is, go out on the street, show 99, 100 people, whatever, this story. Ask them to read the story, then explain what's going on.
Yeah.
And they'll say, yeah, but it's child pornographers. Fuck them.
In the end, they'll say that?
I think they will.
Oh, yeah.
I think out of 99 it's, people,
yeah.
you'll get like 90 that are going to say,
that's,
fuck them.
That's why I think this is a very good forum to go through everyone's ideas. Like, you have enough people in here to throw enough ideas that you can have a good debate about it.
I think we all agree, even .com girl and myself, even though, you know, she's like, well, Sean, you're just as bad as the people killing the
which, and that was a good point, actually.
It's a good point.
She didn't say you're just as bad as the people. She said it's the same thing, and it is the same thing.
Of course
thing.
It is.
But she didn't let me, I didn't get a chance to get up my point on that. You see, what I'd like to say is, yes, I think they should have the right to try and kill the doctors. I just want the right to try and kill the ones protesting. Whoa, that's wrong.
Well,
hey, let's just all kill each other.
No.
What have I been trying to get to happen for the
anarchy.
Last...
Anarchy.
Are you okay, PBM? You've got that painful look on your face.
It's just an aneurysm. It'll go away in a minute or two.
Yeah, it'll go away.
I'll get
bit.
You some tissue.
Hold on here. While we're saying we'd like to kill the NAMBLA members,
like.
We're not actually doing it,
nope.
Are we? Not. How many people here have bagged a NAMBLA member this week?
this month. Put your hands down.
Sorry.
And we wouldn't advocate anyone doing anything about that.
No,
now, would
know,
we?
You know, I'm going to step back for a second and I'm going to say
that's
something.
Strangely comfortable.
To actually kill somebody. I have been in situations where I have been angry. I have been really angry, and I have been trying to kill someone. And God, in his infinite fucking mercy, didn't allow it to happen. I have been dead fucking calm, and I have been trying to kill someone.
It's tough.
And it
people
didn't happen.
People are resilient, aren't they?
Yeah. They're like those
big stuff, it's and like they just keep getting up, those assholes.
It's like that spider you tried to kill. It just kept getting up.
Oh, my God. I couldn't kill a spider, never mind a person. Like, I was using my guitar like an axe. And I hit it too.
But I'll tell you something. And in both cases, afterwards, I stood back, I calmed down, or I thought about what I was doing. And I have to say, I had some serious moral qualms about what I did. There's some actions I did when I was a kid, which I really fucking regret.
I do not advocate. Okay, let's be. When I say that I'm talking about killing people, let's just define what it is I'm actually saying here. Okay.
It's like football. Kill that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of more
that's
that
right.
way.
It's what, to get you revved up
when people
about
hear
it.
Me, when people hear me freaking out about, you know, destroying NAMBLA and shit, what I'm actually meaning is that, yeah, do I think we should destroy NAMBLA? Does that mean I want to go out and have you randomly attack and hurt people?
No.
No. I do not want anyone to physically harm
there are way,
these
way
people.
Better ways of
However,
doing it.
You can use any and all subterfuge and illegal means to make their lives an absolute living hell. If they take their own life, that's
like,
okay, too.
Like publicizing the fact that they're a member of this organization.
Sure.
Oh,
cut off the power and water to their house.
Shouldn't they be proud of being in it? If they're a member, shouldn't they be proud of it?
Oh, sort of like the
and
Klan.
So if you put up their names on a billboard...
I carry a torch for kids who carry
I have to say, that is like the nastiest thing I've ever heard, and I have to say that there's a part of me that is disgusted by it, but I'd love to see it happen because that would be such universal, complete
fucking... 20 guys from 20 different countries and say, hey, this guy fucks children, and they'd all, in multiple languages, go over and kick the living Jesus out of them.
Actually, statistically speaking, only 18 out of 20 countries.
Okay, well, whatever.
The other two will go home and have sex with their 12-year-old wife.
No, then the other 18 will turn and kill the two guys
that left.
Two countries.
Either way, problem solved.
Of course. The supreme authority from which all other authority is derived.
I have a story that goes with this. Put on Loser Cruiser.
Loser Cruiser time? Okay.
This is pretty mighty. This is surreal. You hear me now? See you next week.
Oh, yeah. See you next week.
From Fight Club.
I had the weirdest fucking thing happen on the bus. This is not a tale of me thumping some punk. There's no violence. There's no violence involved.
You suck.
You're letting us down.
As foreshadowing, this is
no spinning him around.
This is this week's moment of zen.
Everyone should have a moment of zen.
I got off extra early this morning, so I caught the first SkyTrain home, which meant that other than, you know, a few dozen people going to work or going home from work, there was also the majority of the passengers on the SkyTrain were filled with those dregs that had not managed to catch the last form of transit home last night from their partying out. So, you know, you have the beer, you have the smell, and I don't get on the beginning of the SkyTrain run. I get on right in the middle. The car was entirely packed. So I get on.
They're all heading for Surrey.
I go like half a station. Somebody gets up. I manage to get a seat. Uh-huh. I've just worked all night long. I'm dead. My head hits.
You're on your feet too.
I'm on the feet. My head hits the glass and I'm out. I'm asleep for maybe two stations when all of a sudden I open my eyes and there's an old lady getting on the train. So I get up. I give her the seat. Stand up. I'm sorry. I'm a
nice guy.
So she's an old, gray-haired lady, I give her the seat. I stand up. I put my head against the partition there, and I'm starting to fall asleep standing up when I hear this voice go, "May I ask why you gave her the seat and no one else?" I look over.
Oh, okay. Here it comes, right?
I look over. No fucking lie. There is shaved head, oriental, yellow, red robes. Yellow, orange robes.
It's, so it's a Buddhist.
It's a Buddhist.
Oh, shit, you're going to light yourself on fire, not into me. Ah! Don't go kamikaze. It's all good.
Wait. Okay. No jerry can. It's where we're safe.
We're safe. There's no jerry can involved.
There's, I said, got a light?
There is a Buddhist monk.
Okay.
He's just questioning your...
So you're not like, I thought it was going to be like some feminazi.
No. And he's like, why did you ask why you gave that seat to that woman instead of anyone else?
He is just a person as everyone else in this train.
I'm like, because she's... I'm a lot younger. I'm trying to try. Now, I respect...
I'm like, why the fuck
that
did
goes,
I give her
that goes
get
PC.
The fuck out of that
I respect. I respect... every holy man, no matter what your religion.
Wow.
No, I do. No, in some basic way, I do respect all
some
of them. Because
basic way.
They...
Oh, basic.
Basic.
That's a form of it.
Oh, no good.
No, actually, that's not. That's not. Basic. That's a proper use of basic.
Yes.
It's not basically as in kind of, as in sort of like, as in kind of like.
Can we get back to Tales from the Loser Cruiser, please?
So, I do respect...
We're losing our moment.
I do respect
here.
All... holy men. People. Holy, yes. Holy men, holy
I suppose
women.
Somebody, provided they're cool holy men, like the like if they're a member of the werewolf club, then I don't have a problem with that. But anyway.
Okay, so I'm, I'm a lot younger than her. I've, you know, I can stand up. She should probably sit down. I'm confused. I mean, I'm not awake.
You're tired, you're drawn down. This is when those cults strike.
Yes,
they
exactly.
told me to do it on TV. I don't know.
So, he then... So, but you seem to be tired. Why her? Why not someone of these other people? And I'm like completely at a friggin' loss. I am at a loss, and I'm tired. And I went because I guess it was the way I was raised. And then he looks at me like I've just failed a test. And he says, "Ah, then the act of charity was your parents, not your own."
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow!
You must have done some kung fu, my boy!
No, I'm thinking...
I'm some kung fu.
I'm thinking to myself, if he tries to speak to me anymore, I'm going to pretend the next stop is mine. Because I can't deal with this!
My mind exploded. I'm questioning my every act.
Of charity?
What you should have said something like, "A head full of rhetoric does not intelligence make."
Oh!
Shut down, Buddha.
Have him sleep. Give him a break. I accidentally say, well, mowed down a Buddhist monk while I was playing with the Tamagotchi. I think what goes around comes around.
That clever quip was your master's and not your own.
Oh!
And how about this? Even though I'm this uncultured gaijin motherfucker, I got up and gave her the seat, so fuck you, Brown.
Yeah, but he was standing already, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was standing already.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Oh. I'm not going to steal that wind.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, I'm just thinking to myself as I'm standing there, I can't believe this is fucking happening to me. Only this shit happened to me.
No
so
kidding.
So what did you say?
I spun him around. Slammed him up against the partition.
I
shit now, motherfucker!
I just kind of smiled and nodded, and he just kind of like looked away. I'm serious. I felt like I had failed a fucking test.
It should be explained at this point that the Dak was pretty sure that this guy's kung fu was much better than his kung fu.
I'm sorry, I would have said something and be like, "Hey, you know what? That's a pretty ignorant thing for you."
No, it isn't. I mean, it's...
That's a fucking ignorant thing to say.
Pretty it's fucking cold. It's like, oh, you gave up your seat. Well, that's not fucking good enough. Like, it's not...
I mean, if you know the person, maybe you can say that to them, but...
Shin when you gave up your seat.
I think what he meant to say was the act of charity was your parents and yours.
Yeah, maybe that's what he meant. I didn't take it as a bad way. I was just confused. I'll be
that
very honest.
Why do you always take the side of people on the bus who aren't even in the room? Huh? Why is that?
But I don't think it's any more his parents than his parents or yours.
Dotcom girl's probably right, because Buddhists generally just go around pissing people off.
Yeah.
It's not something they do.
But what if...
Maybe it's an acolyte or something.
Why did you give up that seat? Well, somebody used to kick the shit out of me when I was a kid, and I thought being mean to people was bad, so now I'm nice to people. Oh, so that act of charity was the one of the guy who kicked the shit out of you every day and not your own? I'm sorry, Mr. Buddhist monk. If that's what he said, that's piss poor, and it goes to prove that an orange robe does not a friendly person make.
I mean, I don't understand. I'm just still...
It's 5:30 in the morning. I decide to make you feel like shit for being nice to people.
He didn't make me feel like shit. I'll be very honest. He confused me. The whole situation confused me.
Shotcut to downtown Buddhist temple. In walks a Dak. Covered with blood. Goes up to the Buddhist master. Goes, pulls out this brown road bloody pulp. Is this yours? Keep him off the transit system from pissing off security guards. You're being nice to old people. Slam.
Just walk in. I'd like to make a complaint.
What have you learned from this grasshopper? Perhaps the great white dragon should be left alone. While the grasshopper takes public transit. You gain wisdom, my child. I'm serious, man. It's
you
like,
just
wow.
Channeled Dak. He's sitting right beside you. Well, I could have sworn that was a racist tirade.
But you're calling him the great white dragon? He's a white guy.
With a little accent
racism is okay directed at white people.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that.
White people suck.
Yeah, we're responsible for fucking everything.
Oh, no. No, we don't. These much? Like, here, have some blankets. Oh, look at that. That's nice. First people guilty of genocide.
That's the big one, but I think that was unintentional.
For the most part, it was unintentional.
For the white part.
I don't see any intentional. That is a recent invention.
And intentionally causing, disease to be spread. They got that idea after it was already too late. There's nothing coming to North America from Europe and bringing your diseases. There's nothing you could do about it. All you could do is not come to North America, and then then eventually, when the natives, started to build bigger ships and whatever and came to Europe, they'd get the diseases, bring them back,
actually,
and they'd
die. Hold on here.
They're going to die eventually.
Were there any native diseases that have spread from there? Like,
I'm sure there was, too.
The
difference was...
Perhaps.
The difference was... Yeah. The difference
already had to.
The difference is see that the Indians didn't go and lay blankets on the dead and leave them there for a set amount of time to infect the blankets with diseases.
Well, yes, but my point is that
it's not necessarily a racially
motivated thing, though. I mean, come on. White people were hucking bubonic plague-ridden cows over
the sides of
castles in order to get land from people long before they knew there was Indians around to take it from.
Which means that we're a piece of shit to our own people.
We're a piece of shit to everybody.
Don't say we, okay?
Let's boil it down to its essence.
Hello?
What it is we're really aggressive about pursuing our property rights, or what we feel are our property rights.
Look, we own the world. People are bad. Go anywhere, find any fucking race, and I defy you to find no bad people there. Okay?
Nice.
The white people, when they came to North America, all right, that, like this disease thing, for the most part, was unintentional, and they couldn't have stopped it anyways, okay?
I mean, they wanted them as slaves, not to kill them.
If it was the other way around, you think the Indians would be different? They're people. People are bad. Okay, if you put people in a certain situation, a certain number of them are going to be bad.
There is no race, there is no ethnic group of humans that are all morally pure.
There's no bad race. Gene isn't absent from, some race.
Because that would imply there was a superior human race,
and that's such bullshit. We've already established it would have destroyed them. We've already established that good and bad are relative to the number of people
that agree with you.
I agree with personal morals, and your personal opinion depends on your strength and whatever, right?
Sure.
But there is a basic good and bad. There's
based on what?
Based on intent. If you're intending to do good to another person, that's good. And if you're intending to do bad, that's bad.
Where do you define? Where do you get the barriers of good?
Benefits.
How many people
you wish to
agree?
Do something that benefits them? I'm going to feed them gravel because I think that will help them.
You think you're good.
That's
they
bad.
Think
but
you're evil.
Your intent.
Yes, it is
good.
An intent.
And it doesn't matter.
I did a whole presentation on the relationship between biology and social and moral behavior and biology. Fuck, I wish I could remember some of it right now.
John, no matter
it's
what...
It's probably all just too confusing.
It's been 3 years, I can't remember, but...
Do yourself a favor, don't remember it.
The point being is that there is a point to be made total moral relativism can put you in some really fucking nasty positions in serious philosophical debate, and... I don't want to go there.
Okay, the one thing is that do you know why it causes confusion?
the reason why philosophical debate causes confusion is because you're trying to be involved another entity.
Yeah,
the minute you are involving another entity, there's a whole new set of cards. I decide what is right, period.
For you.
Bang!
Yeah.
Yes, because what else can I decide what is right,
right.
for?
Another
I
person?
I have no control over Derek's mind. Yeah. None! And he is his own...
He's tried. We're working on that, though.
Yes,
we're
working. However, I'm really sure that if I can just get a right electrode and hit it in the
right spot,
it, we can really sell that bit.
Look what we did with the legitimate zombie.
To be honest, I cannot...
He's the first one.
As much as I cannot show Drexel the error of his ways and how Soldier is a better film than Conan.
You can't convince me that the sky is, you know, purple either.
That's right.
It's blue. It's fairly blue.
No.
You know, but sometimes gray.
The point is, though, that I can make a decision for me, and that's what we need to do as more of as cultures. People need to make decisions for themselves.
A very well-thought-out decision.
Yes, versus allowing themselves to be programmed.
Yes, well-thought-out decisions other than just based on, like, one opinion they saw on television, or one opinion they heard from their preacher,
or their
parents, or their teacher.
They need to go deep, deep, deep within themselves and experience the power of your own thought.
Most people have to fucking think for themselves.
That's the first step.
The last step is thinking for yourself. The first step you have is to be still. That is the very first step. There's a Zen moment for you.
Yeah. To be still.
Stop.
Oh.
Stop what? Stop. Stop everything.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Sit alone in a room with the lights out and sit there for a bit. Until eventually you will begin to think. Because your brain...
There's nothing else to do.
This is what sensory deprivation is in its nth degree. If your brain is deprived, this is why these monks... Why do you think people go and live in fucking caves and mountains wait for enlightenment? Because if they sit there and deprive themselves of their senses, eventually
they'll start to hallucinate.
They don't
have a job.
Because the brain craves input. And so since there is no sensory stimulus...
You start thinking.
It will create its own.
It's like turning off the television and reading books.
Thinking.
It's another
just hallucinating.
It's
part of their brain's thinking, but it's not the part that's
important.
Okay, to the
nth degree, yes. If I take away the 4 kilohertz hum of the planet, yeah, your brain starts to go, whoa, having problems. Okay, I'm not talking quite to that degree. Put away the sense depth tank. Enki, okay, I know you want one. It's very bad. It's scary. Don't, quote, no. No sense. I don't care how he tries to sell it to you.
Don't open the door.
Don't get into the tank.
Seen altered
don't do
states
it.
Much?
No. Yeah, seen altered states much. But no, seriously, that's what people need to do. They just have to stop. They have to learn to be still.
Enki's all disappointed.
Turn off your TV.
Well, it's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. And that's pretty much it. They have to. But losing stuff doesn't mean that everything has to be destroyed. You just have to understand that it has no value and therefore it is lost.
Hence the line I've been saying for years that I think this whole, all of it, all of life, everything in the universe is a joke.
Wow.
Relate that.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Who's giving the punchline?
What?
Who's giving the punchline? Like, who's telling this joke?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I love
it. Yeah, and nobody hears the punchline.
I'd love to actually meet the writer.
We just lived the joke. We didn't get. We weren't here for the setup, and we're not going to be here for the punchline.
Yeah,
we're just in the middle.
Bad news for all of you people. We're not a joke. There is no purpose. Nobody loves you, and we're not important enough that anybody's going to worry about it. Live with it.
Remember, when the universe completely ignores you, be grateful. That's as kind as it ever gets.
Well, that's one thing to say, but I'm...
That's excellent. Very well thought.
I'm kind of going the other
way. I hope at least you know what you're talking about.
Can I get that on a print so I can put it up next to my footsteps?
I want to welcome you
I think that people need to understand that there is nothing more powerful than one. That's
one person?
Than one being.
One nuclear weapon.
Moment.
What's that?
It's use of a quiet moment.
One's use of a quiet moment?
Good drama.
Oh, thanks. I've been working on that. It's kind of like a picture's worth 1,000 words, but it's nothing to a well-timed pause.
It's but really everyone shitty. Is an individual. People think just like...
That was well done.
Like, they do these mass mailings. An example is, like, a mass mailing. You sign your name at the bottom of this list is not as effective as 10,000 people sending individual pieces of mail.
That's exactly it.
Which they wrote with their own hands.
Which is different, and they have to read it because it may be relevant.
Thing to this is, which is when prophets attack, which we posted, which Doc was talking about it, some artist made a 1 foot by 4 foot by 9 foot, 1 squared, 2 squared, 3 squared monolith.
It wasn't that, but close.
Was it,
it wasn't the right dimensions. Unfortunately,
I thought
it would have been cool.
I thought it was the right dimension.
Okay, maybe it is.
Anyway, whatever.
I read
whatever.
It wasn't.
And they made the monolith from 2001 and put it up on January 1 in a park.
Beautiful. Right in the top of a hill.
And it was like, and then 5 days.
I have no idea how the fuck they got it there
it's
either.
It's really heavy. 900 pounds.
Five days later.
Those UBC engineering students.
5 days later, it vanishes. The park board goes back up because they were going to leave it there for a bit for people to see. And then they were going to move it and actually mount it in the park because they thought it was cool. Okay.
Extremist.
It's not too cold. It's fucking hot over here.
Okay.
Open it a little bit, not all the way, and then close it all the way.
He's worried about pissing off the
neighbors. Put a jacket on.
I'm really worried about pissing off the neighbors the first Sunday we do the show.
Anyway,
and then not being able to do it anymore.
But the thing is that was somebody had that idea. You know what I mean? And that's the power of one. One is
yes.
Like,
actually, has anybody noticed this happened in Seattle and Monolith Entertainment? Game makers are based in anyone?
Oh, you think anyone? They're gearing up for something?
I think so.
I don't think so because they can do
crazy shit to advertise for video games. Can I describe what was something that ran in the peak last year was an employment ad, you know, basically looking, you know, and the first one is, you know, look, you know, we're, you know, just come
we
to
don't
our
know.
Information session. Come to our information session. We're looking for our new employees, you know, recent graduates. But, you know, and there was, I think they had a website.
40 hour plus a week.
There was a website. There wasn't quite enough information there, but there was a website. And you go to a website, and it's this very, very typical looking corporate website for some IBM type of company.
You'll be selling knives on the street soon.
The next week, they run the ad.
2000.
And it says, we're looking for openings in first level mindless drones and fourth level. And at the bottom, you see a logo for a video game company, and it all basically worked towards an ad and this corporation was like the evil valence of this particular video game. The first fucking week nobody knew.
Wow.
You know? So
you have to pay for advertising like that.
However,
interestingly enough, the monolith got moved. Did you hear where they moved it to?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Bird Sanctuary.
And there's a group that's already taken credit for it. There's a group that's already talked there. I don't believe it's an advertising stint. I think it's some artist who just thought it'd be a cool fucking thing to do.
One artist group that they blamed it on. That group said, sorry, actually, it wasn't us.
Would have been cool.
We wish it had been.
Yeah.
We had the budget, sorry.
Nobody saw them move it in because it was so misty that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that was the great part, too.
Yeah, and then it's like, what are the missed parts? And there it is, the monolith!
They haven't really utilized that. What they should have got was some really good Hungens in there, so what they could do is they could put some solar panels around the outside to, like, charge capacitors and, like have something broadcasting, like, you know, from the fog so you get close to your radio suddenly gets overpowered with, save us, you know, they're talking on radios and shit and be like, shh, you know, like, okay, well, yeah, we're going to... Can I get Fire Mitch and four guns on this grid over?
I love the fact that... I hope the artist who did do this does not take credit for it.
They already did.
Credit or jail time.
They're finding a home for it.
Because
they're already looking for a home. They're not mad. They're just concerned that this big monolith was going to fall on somebody and kill them.
Wow, that's pretty splat.
Ding.
What I wish...
It's done,
Hang on, let PBM speak.
What I wish is that somebody with deep pockets had gone whole hog with this idea and put hundreds of them everywhere around the world.
Like, whoa.
Let's get some monkeys while we're at it.
Yeah, throw some monkeys around it in a cage with sticks.
Oh, we've got about 6 billion too many monkeys as it is.
No shit, thank you.
It's a sad day when you agree with Uncle Deck. It really is.
They were safe before they had opposable thumbs.
And their heart is fucked to train now.
I've got a great song. It's called God Thinks, and it's by Voltaire. And listen very close
and
to the
APOC
lyrics.
Sent you this.
APOC sent me this.
Should I put
great
my
artist
on or just listen over?
It'll be over the speaker. So here it is. Thanks, APOC.
God thinks the Jews killed his son. It must be punished. God thinks
the white man is Satan. God, they know what God thinks. God thinks we should all convert to Judaism. God thinks we must all be Christians. God thinks we should all embrace Islam. God thinks the only true religion is Hinduism. I know what God thinks. God thinks you're a waste of flesh. Oh, oh, God prefers an atheist. Oh, oh, God, God, God thinks all people like you are fall. God thinks all people like you are an embarrassment to creation. Self-righteous, judgmental, first to throw stones in his name for your own protection. Thinks the sun revolves around the earth. God thinks there was something very wrong with Copernicus. God thinks abortion is murder. And God thinks everything that science gave us is wrong. God thinks women deserve it. God thinks AIDS is a form of punishment. I hate people who blame the devil for their own shortcomings. And I hate people who thank God when things go right. And I know what God thinks. God thinks you're an idiot. So, oh, God prefers a heretic. Oh, oh, God, God, God thinks all people like you are evil. All people like you are an embarrassment to creation. Self-righteous, judgmental, first to throw a stone and use his name for your own agenda. God wants you to hold Republicans. But I'm just a man who puts his words in the mouth of God. He says it's absolute truth, it's lies, and it smells like death. It's all in a day's worth taking money from the poor. Why do you think that God would need to dirty money if he wants all the holy wars? Self-righteous, judgmental, personal stone. Use his name for your own protection. Puppies need to die, and God thinks babies need to drown, cause God is neither good nor bad. God is you and me. God is everything.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day, you're listening to Rant Radio.
That pretty much sums it up about religion, don't you think?
Yeah, I love
so,
that.
So you say that's tearing up the Christian charts now, huh?
Oh, yeah, straight to the top.
God thinks you're an idiot. That's, yeah.
Do you know there was a...
Christian sentiment.
Your microphone's not on, Sean. Sean, your microphone is not on.
That's right behind Marilyn Manson's I'm Not a Slave to a God Who Doesn't Exist.
Yeah, yeah. It's right behind it. That's number two.
That's
yeah.
Number two. They're fighting out for the top slot.
There was a line that something about a fanatic is someone who would do what God would do if only God knew all the facts.
You mean like kill everyone on the planet?
No, I've never said that.
Yeah, he already tried that once.
Yeah, he did.
Succeeded quite well.
Draxel almost had a hell of an idea where he was going to come out. Me and Drax are going to write a movie about how there was this fantasy land, like Tolkien style, you know, there's all these angels and unicorns and like D&D style stuff.
Yeah.
And then the whole film is about this one dark god who's trying to destroy the earth, and all these people go, and at the end of the film, okay,
the party loses, the heroes lose, yeah, and the earth gets flooded for 40 days and 40 nights, and you see one arc that goes along.
and the dove flies away and comes back with like a leader.
Oh, yeah.
And the leader is the guy who had a really bad attitude following the dark god.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the dark god. So that was our idea for a film.
Oh.
Which would be artistic as fuck. And probably be like, 200,000 people would be like, oh,
because 70 million people would be like, kill them.
You'd have massive protests, and it would go straight.
Exactly, you'd get like awards at Cannes, and
Darcy and I would be like awarded at Cannes, and then we wake up and be staked in the middle of the Arizona salt flats, and we look over at Darcy and say, "Well, that seemed like a good idea." Shame that there's a couple more leaves out here. We can probably turn this into something.
The Christians have to see it before they can hate it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because
Stop them with dogma.
Necessarily, yes.
My minister said it was bad.
It didn't stop them. It didn't stop them from protesting against Last Temptation of Christ.
They handed out the flyers to all of us, and we just went out into the streets.
They finally got a chance.
They said it was bad. I believed them.
Oh, yeah. Dogma is a holy film.
Show me a Muslim who's actually read the satanic verses.
The guy who made the movie Dogma probably knows the Catholic catechism is better than most of the people criticizing it.
Oh, not only that, but Dogma was great because, I mean, that was the most realistic thing that had ever occurred. Because at the end of the film, when the buddy with long hair stands up and he goes, "What the fuck is going on? Who the fuck are you?" I'm like, right there, brother. I'm right there with you. I'm like, somebody best be giving me some answers right fucking quick. It's like, that's it. I'm going for the Mac-10.
Yeah.
You
know. Of course, if you'd actually said anything to him, he would have exploded.
If God came to Earth in the form of a woman, I had sex with her, would that mean I cheated on my wife? I think it would. No, I think
yes.
It would. Because
a resounding yes.
It doesn't matter if it's God or not. Doesn't matter.
Do you really think you'd get any from God, Sean? Honestly.
No.
Not only that, but Sean, think for a minute. The Immaculate Conception would hurt like fuck. You're a guy.
What are you... That would hurt.
I think God wants a piece of this. Anyway, no, but seriously.
He's craving it.
Yeah.
Ego crushing.
That's how my ego
spelled no oxygen.
Okay, everyone wants to see, footage of Sean fucking God. You know, they're still in the IRC. Anyway.
Me.
Wow. Don't ever say that. Don't say
God. Oh, God. Have, a spiritual
you thought it was bad with the mentals thing being here within about 30 seconds. Come on. Yeah. Give me something nasty Strolly involving IRC. You and the Sistine Chapel within, about an hour and a half. Okay.
You know, Michelangelo's picture of the creation. Don't ask where he's putting that finger.
Oh!
Hopefully, you licked it first.
Lick it first.
Oh! Please don't tap two in about the ass juice.
It was Skitty, right? That you said to do that.
Which?
Lick before you do it.
Last week. Lick your finger before you.
She said she didn't do it.
She let you
down.
That's okay. I was drunk. You shouldn't lick your finger and stick it up anybody's ass.
Unless they ask you nicely.
Hanky.
Yes, you use that.
Quit it. What if we told you?
Use KY jelly.
Yes.
It's much more hygienic.
The brand Rant Radio uses.
And then there's Slip-X.
Slip-X.
I went into a shop called Max Leathers downtown. And Max Leathers is like
Max Leathers store is the
Leatherman store in Vancouver. You know, where they've got like the double lot.
Max.
Yeah, I deliver there sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you ever open the packages? There's like
occasionally they dress disturbingly normal.
it's
worse. If I walked in, they're all dressed in leather, I'd be like, oh yeah. I expect you. Walk in, you see normal people, they're like,
dressed in Gap clothes.
You see, your librarian, and you're like looking at him. He's looking at you, and it's painful.
Or you see the 400.
Is this the laundromat? No, I didn't think so. Bum, slam.
Or you see the 400-pound guy just kind of eyeing carefully the leather g-string. Just the horrible things that just bring things to images.
Well, leather g-string? Like... No, far too calm. How about the big leather cock bag? it's a big spiked cock, collar or whatever.
Hey, it's the same thing with fat bikers and mopeds. Okay, they're both fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you riding them, all right?
Excuse me, how much for the double lot piercing?
Scaring me. How about I just ram this big pen through your dick and we'll call it a day?
Stab.
Okay, in any case, I go into Max Leathers, right? I'm like looking around, I'm like, I'm fun with this shit. I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And they got like some, like, what really twists me out, and sometimes is you'll see like things that fuck me up is not really graphic photos or anything like that. It's like a film like Overfiend. Okay. Overfiend is a piece of Japanese anime that is completely dedicated to violent sex and like demons raping people and with tentacles, and it's brutal. But the thing is, it's hand drawn. Which means there's a team of people
working on this day and night.
And there's no question about how disturbing this is.
Somebody actually had to worry about how exactly do you make it look realistic when you rend someone apart
by fucking them to death with a tentacle.
You'll have to redraw that tentacle. It's way too big.
Like, there's some different cultural shit going on there. But I go into Max Leathers, right, and they've got like this picture of this guy on his knees and another guy with a really muscular arm going down and cradling his face because it's like the master-slave relationship, right? And it's done with pastels, and it's amazing. Artistically, it's fabulous. You know, and I'm looking at this, and I'm staring at it, and I'm thinking to myself, because it's quite a piece of art, right? Because then you're thinking, you're like, is this something I agree with? Do I inherently think this is bad? Why do I have a chubby? You know, like, well, why is this?
Should I have a chubby? I'm questioning my sexuality.
Fuck away from me.
Should I buy some leather just in case?
I'm frightened yet strangely excited.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Dak, don't try and...
Don't go in there. Dak, get out of there. There's wires. Tons of them. Get out of there.
Uncle Dak being a raging homophobe. In all honesty, like, I mean, who cares, you know?
Aren't the most raging homophobes...
What?
Their thing about that.
Oh, are they?
People who beat up gays really are secretly...
denial.
Yes.
It's usually a denial. No, to think that, like, Bubba the Barbarian is killing fags because he's gay is not really feasible. I think it's usually because it's just fear. It's fear. It's fear of touchy-feely. It's fear of...
They want to kiss me. No, nobody wants to kiss you.
Nobody wants to kiss you.
You 300-pound redneck.
You told that story when you were hanging with those...
Oh, best
fear.
It's
fear that...
You wanted to kiss them,
boy,
and they still
no
wouldn't kiss
you. No boy will want to kiss me.
It's like the guy in drag sitting there next to me, and we're both hammered out of running. He goes, can you tell me something? Right, you're straight, right? Yeah. Why do you guys always think we want to fuck you? And I'm like, I don't think you want to fuck me. Why would I be here? And he's like, that's a very good point. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's drunk logic, right? And he's like, you know, all these fucking rednecks, these fat, sweaty rednecks, they think we want to fuck them. Would you fuck a fat, sweaty redneck? No. I don't want to fuck a fat, sweaty redneck.
Soul Trance, the Rio U1 was the PMP 300. It has 32... How much RAM? Was it 32 megs? 32 megs of RAM, so you can listen to it for a half an hour at 128.
So there you go.
I wanted
it's
to hear
upgradable.
The rest of the stuff about the
it's
drag
upgradable.
Queen.
Oh, yeah, no, this drag queen is, and he's going on, he's like,
heard
I don't want
to,
I don't want to, you know, fuck, you know, these fat rednecks.
Sweaty redneck.
You know, and I thought it was very, and I never, ever thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Would you fuck some fat, ugly old bitch?
No.
Well, there you go.
He's a fat, ugly old bitch.
Maybe if I was really drunk and I was angry, I might hate fuck one, but that would be obvious. You know, which I think is, like, way too funny.
Just to prove he's bad in bed.
You know, like...
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, you're not a... You can't hit a home run with this team either. See you later, buddy. But,
oh!
Cold. But, yeah, no, it's just...
Yeah, still 3 minutes with a guy.
Yeah, you really are terrible. So, you know, it's funny, and you sit there, and when I was younger, right, I'd go, like, I'm like 78, and you go into Max Leathers, you're looking around, because you're curious. You're curious, natural thing.
No, yeah. I've never been curious.
Oh, come on, everybody's been curious. So, you and if people who...
Zipper masks can be worn by males or females, so...
I've thought
it's
about
a neutral
that. I've
thing.
At some of this shit, and after I figure out what it is, okay, I see a lot of chain, a bunch of straps here. How is this worn exactly?
You got to question yourself, is this going to turn me on?
No. You know, you sit there and...
No, maybe.
There is a certain intriguing quality to picking up an item and wondering exactly what part of the body and which gender and what part of the body does this cover?
I don't get
it. The electric eggplant apparently is a little...
excuse me, this looks like a door chime. What is this?
Door chime. It makes noise. It has a plug.
Well, thank you very much. I've been looking for that. That's our door chime.
Thank you.
Okay. No, if I think of what a door chime looks like, those wouldn't be little tubes.
But, no, seriously.
But they dingle.
How much for the door chime?
Don't laugh. The Romans had door... The Romans actually had wind chimes. That were like,
wow.
Like yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm not surprised. When I went to Amsterdam, and I walked into a sex museum in Amsterdam, and there was like a 9-foot penis arcing over the doorway, and I'm like,
I think it's fucked up that we teach kids about Roman times, like when they're like, you know, 12 and 13, and there's no way in hell you can talk about sex, because the Romans were, yeah. I mean...
A lambda as much?
It's like I said, I remember seeing this thing on Pompeii, and
they did this whole story
on saying, you know, here's the wind chimes we found, and it's like, they're all, it's like, it's schlongs all over the place. I'm like, they didn't let us see that stuff when I was in grade 7 and doing the unit on the Greco-Roman era.
How exactly do you cover the Emperor Caligula without mentioning his habits?
Yeah,
I remember reading about the art they did dig up
that's
in Pompeii. It's like, you know, boys with boys, girls with girls, girls with boys, girls with dogs with boys, boys with horses, horses and donkeys. Donkeys,
all
horses, and boys.
You go with someone you love.
It's like if it's convex and
just
go.
The Lions and the Christians.
They blur early.
Oh! You know, it's like, hey, this sounds like a pretty good society. It was around for 1,000 years. Nobody got pissed off. We all had running around. We fucked every Friday night, puked our guts out. We'll go get, watch a bunch of lions, eat some Christians. Rock on!
That sounds good.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, Venice.
I'm going home with somebody tonight. You know, that's how that works.
What Ronan Medic said really bothered me.
A thousand year long.
Bring me the Roman. Bring me the Christians and the lions. Bring me. Okay. Apparently, I'm the only
one
who's getting it.
Never mind. So it's like, I don't really.
I heard this whistling sound as he was saying it, and it was sailing right over your head. I think
that's pretty amazing. 1,000 years, long rave with no X. Those people were marathon runners, all of them.
I'm serious. I'm like, anybody who's ever done like a hardcore sex fest kind of like week or weekend or whatever, you know, like,
it's tough.
Oh man, it's hard. It's fucking hard. Day 5, you know, and she's walking to the door with a brandy sifter and some speed. It's like, whoa. Me and Keith Richards both are gonna slow down now. Okay, Iggy's over there. No, it's all bad. I'll go.
Slow the fuck down.
No,
speaking,
you know.
Seeing how we're getting onto like this sixth subject, how exactly do poppers work?
A popper is what?
A popper is
defined.
Supposedly, what is it?
Amyl nitrate?
No, not amyl nitrate.
There you go.
Room freshener.
No, it's isoprene. There's this thing where you pop it for sex.
I guess.
Well, it's on the paper. You saw it in the product.
Yeah, exactly. What? How exactly does it work?
What is that?
It stops oxygen from growing into your brain.
Oh, okay.
That's a great thing.
So it's the chemical equivalent of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
You know that shit that killed Michael Hutchins?
Yeah. Always good.
That's so bad, because you always find kids who've, like, hung themselves trying to do autoerotic asphyxiation while jerking
apparently,
off.
Apparently, it's
in
like
the bathroom
of
the school
a lot of
with the tile.
A lot of suspected suicides are actually instances of autoerotic asphyxiation, but, you know, the families can't, either they can't believe it, or they go into total fucking denial, or they just don't want anybody else to
know about it. Them up
it's like
before
they were
the,
so happy we had no idea. They were happy.
Very
really happy.
They were about to be really happy.
Adventure?
You
learn things on Rant Radio. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just think that people like, what were you going to say? And then you thought better of it. I saw that.
I didn't think better. I kept getting interrupted and I stopped.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, it's
no,
moment.
It's the moment.
The parents cleaned him up and then put his clothes back on before the ambulance came.
You have no idea how common that is.
I'm quite sure.
Actually.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, but we have to remember, even when...
Like some evidence.
But rigor mortis has to do with the muscles, and there's no... It's erectile tissue.
That's all blood.
Depending on the position in which they were lying.
Keep in mind.
Things not discussed.
Is a messy business because it's, you know, your bottle, everything relaxes.
And you know if you're wearing
back.
A cock ring or not.
Hey, it seems that this kid's got a double lock Prince Albert. What the hell? You know what I always wonder about those guys? I wonder about those guys? You got like all the dick rings and shit, and you'll see them. You know, they got like
they have no feeling.
Like, how the fuck do you pee? and hit the seat. That's a sit-down job. You sit down and it kind of sprays everywhere, and you, like, wash off your ass. That's why you have bidets, okay? Because I'm like, I couldn't hit shit. I can barely hit stuff standing up anyway. You put a couple extra holes in there, I'm a fucking sprinkler system, man.
I only have one bathroom now, Sean. I have to use that bathroom now. Be nice.
Is it brutal, you know, when you piss and you get a little bit on your pants and you wind up going to the bath up to the fucking tap and you splash some more water on the rest of your pants to cover it up? Every guy in the
you're
world
giving away
done.
Secrets.
If you're that pierced, you have to worry.
Shut up, Sean.
Your dad didn't get you to sign the non-disclosure.
My favorite statement is whenever Sean says something really embarrassing that he did, you know, that the thing that all guys have ever done, you know, like just throws it out there.
Yeah, just like when he says like what all women, you know, like all women clean up their guys' shit, and I'm like last weekend, I'm just like,
I never said that.
You're going off on this.
Yes, you did. You were drunk.
How women like how women all like go in and try and clean up their guys' stuff without
their
permission.
She's like, my bedroom is completely messed up.
Yeah. You were drunk, okay. And I'm sitting there trying to explain that my boyfriend cleans up my shit because he saw my bedroom once, and he was just like, oh my god, we have to clean this up.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, now you're sober.
I still agree with that. I was right when I was drunk.
No.
Ray says, haha, Sean was so drunk last week.
Actually, yeah, you were.
Yeah,
so
Ray.
That I had to leave.
Sean was
so
drunk, huh?
Pissed.
Yeah, I was.
Wrestling,
Sean was
just wrestling with Sariette.
No, actually, I.
What?
New Year's.
You were drunk too.
You were really drunk.
Last week. And he was mixing the drinks.
You were mixing the drinks.
I just feel the need to clarify. The statements were made 2 weeks ago.
What?
Because it was when Goodwill called James, Sumerian.
Okay, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
this was a separate discussion that happened when Sean.
No,
was drunk.
No, I remember it. It wasn't last
Sean
week.
Was, Sean
two,
wasn't there.
There was two
Sean
discussions.
Sean wasn't
to the,
there.
The
on Christmas.
Always do go in and try to organize the guy's shit.
No. There was one argument last week about like cleaning up their rooms, and there was an argument a couple of weeks before that about the taking clothes out of the closet that you don't like and donate them to Goodwill, which
right.
is another thing I would never fucking do.
Why not?
Well, first off, my boyfriend has taste, and he, second, if his closet was in that dire need of help, I would sit down and have an intervention. I wouldn't do shit behind his back.
I'm really confused.
Skitty says you're evil when you're drunk.
She's a plant.
Well, if there's business, you don't wear them.
Skitty says I'm evil when I'm drunk.
Remember, you're on the phone with her, and
Skitty has no idea.
Sean wasn't drunk there.
Instant
he was buzzed.
Instant founding Cenobite. Just add alcohol.
Yep. Sean is everything. And alcohol
there's
brings out
bad,
the Cenobite.
There's a bad creature locked deep within Sean, which is opened by the runic fluid of alcohol. And then once he's freed, he tries to maintain that for weeks and weeks and weeks.
I like this.
And it's like,
keep this for.
And I'm like, and I'm all like, you know, there's Sean in the RC
yes.
church with a bunch of nuns going by, you know, sitting there.
Give him a mic.
Hanky, don't you have anything to tell us right now?
Sounds embarrassing.
No.
Mildly
all
funny.
All bad. What are we talking about?
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh,
here we go.
Okay, this is my big embarrassing moment. I said, that's like me, honey. When I finish the beer, I know what to do in the bottle.
Oh!
There's another soundbite.
Woohoo!
He's so pervert, I roll it out.
There you go, Smokehouse
Hanky,
soundbite
you
for
you. Lucky
there's
a
soundbite for
you. You really, quote, you just.
You know that there's 10 million
so
coders sitting
out
there looking at a picture of Wolf. They're all going to the page. What the fuck does that chick look like?
click.
What the fuck does that chick. Oh, I hate Enki a lot.
If we put all these pictures together, we can morph her whole body. 3D.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a 3D rendering of quote. And one beer bottle. Okay. So, danger. No, so.
Quick time VR. Rotating.
There you go, Nixter. Pull that one off in 35 minutes. But,
the race is on.
Everybody's so uptight in this country about sex and shit like that. People are like, oh, well, you know, whatever, you know. But in getting back to that Max Lewis.
People are uptight in this country about sex.
Compared to other places. Compared to Europe.
Oh. Compared to Spain?
There is sex on
it's
TV.
One thing to have it on TV,
like, on,
another
during
thing for
the day.
People to, for people to, like, talk about it like it's normal. That's
well,
the thing.
The unfortunate
yeah.
part
I
is...
I kind of thought it was pretty much 80% of what people talked about.
The unfortunate part
different
is
level,
in
though.
Canada... We're too close to the United States, and the United States has been too really, really fucking twisted by their Puritan origins.
Oh,
and
yeah. They'll have violence, but no sex.
That is, like, the most, like, socially twisted fucking country on the planet Earth.
Yes.
Bar none. I love the United States. I was a member of it, and it damaged me.
I see your United States and raise you Morocco.
Well,
no.
It's okay
yes.
for your 6-year-old to fantasize about
no.
killing
no,
people
we,
as long as
I
they don't
said,
know about sex.
I never,
that's right.
Or 14.
I never. I, when I okay, I should have paraphrased that when I said the civilized world.
I don't see anything much civilized about the United States, but you know, yeah, you go travel through some of the darker areas of like Compton, South Central Los Angeles. You tell me that's fucking civilized.
Burnt out cars.
Yeah, burnt out cars.
No stores. Places bars on windows.
Just don't go.
Because it's pointless.
Because it's a warlord state. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, there was a neighborhood in New York when I was there, but that was at the beginning of the whole crack war thing that was going on in the inner city.
War on drugs.
Yeah, well, there was literally a neighborhood in up in Harlem in Manhattan called...
Wow.
Sorry. That That's was good. Called Shooter's Alley that the cops could not drive down without taking large arms fire.
Wow.
So that happens. You know, and there's... These areas exist even to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so... Anybody who sits there and thinks, oh, you know, the perception of society is a nice place and that, you know,
some
power does not come
nice.
From a barrel of a gun, you're fucking lying to yourself.
Some places are nice, some places are bad.
Yeah, it's the enemy at your gate.
You and know, it's your perception, too.
Yeah, you bet. People in Tibet are dying by the thousands. People in Rwanda died by the thousands.
People could think their neighborhood is bad because there's a sex shop.
Yeah,
does that make
and
it
it's
bad?
All, and, you know, and people try to get rid of it, and if that doesn't work, they use force, which is, of course, the supreme authority from which all other authority is derived, and that's it.
Why can't we all just get along?
Because wouldn't we're that people.
It's not called utopia. It's called Earth.
And nobody thinks for themselves.
Yep. Okay, Max Leather's story. You didn't finish
it? No, sorry. So back to this guy, you know, and I'm sitting there, and this Max Leather story was originated by Slippery Substances. So I went up to the counter after looking at all this art, because there's amazing art in there. If you ever go into this, some
that's really good.
Drawings and shit up on the walls, it's like, wow, you know, serious artistic talent. And it's I call that fish bowling, and I recommend it to anyone. When you go fish bowling... is when you go and you enter into another person's or another culture's reality.
Respect.
Go to a city. Go to a gay bar. But I'm not gay. Yes, yeah, I realize that. Go to the gay bar. Sit in the gay bar. Have a beer. And if somebody comes up and says hi, I'd be like, hi. You know, just before, like, I don't want to offend you or anything. I'm straight, and I don't understand gay culture, so I'm just trying to understand it. Holy fuck, would they be receptive to you?
Yeah.
Be like, wow, are you serious? Hey, Murray, there's a breeder over here who wants to know something about gay culture.
Come on over.
He's not trying to burn books or nothing. They'll probably surprise the fuck out of him, you know what I mean?
They probably want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
You know, maybe. Oh, they are. They're the yeah. best. Okay, gay white men are the only white men who can dance.
That's true.
That is a fact. Okay, they can drink... anyone. I will take 15 random fags out of any gay bar and put them against the most burly rugby team you've ever seen, and we'll put alcohol on the table, and we'll see who goes down first. Okay. No, but seriously, they will, in more ways than one, those gay guys will put down the rugby team. Okay, seriously. Oh, yeah. The whole thing, oh my gosh, I've never seen people drink so
I
much.
Have a bad taste in my mouth.
So did they.
But no, seriously. I mean, I think that gay culture is very, 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 very funny. I think that the way, and a lot of them laugh at themselves, and I mean, is it something that I'm into myself personally? No. No, it's not something I'm into, but, I mean, shit, they're not hurting anybody. Just leave them the fuck alone.
Besides, they throw the best parties.
They throw amazing parties.
Good music.
Oh, yeah, and it's all cool. It's all cool, no matter what happens. Oh, well, what happened? I had a head full of cocaine and Well, I fucked Rob, and we wound up in the middle of the desert and had some peyote, and, you know.
But I'll never forget it.
And I woke up, and I was on the sea. Sounds like a good time. Yeah, it's Friday night. Yeah, it was Friday night. My biggest concern was I couldn't get back here to the post office. You know, how are you doing, Redneck?
I had to mail a letter.
And how are you doing, Redneck, gun-toting psycho guy who's so sexually tense? I'm fine. Fuck you, you queer.
Fine. I don't,
you know,
like,
who would you rather? Who would you rather have as your neighbor? You know, the guy wearing the fur coat is out there mowing his lawn with a cigarette and a stick on, morning! Or you got fucking buddy to your immediate right who looks like falling down with high and tight, who's got the pristine lawn staring past your house at the guy with a cigarette.
He's kind of facing his lawn saying, I'm the angel of death and the hour of reckoning is at hand.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take, I mean, if I had to choose the community I lived in versus the book-burning bigot Christians, I'll go hang out with the satanic-worshipping fags with the good albums. Okay, that's where I'm going.
Meanwhile, you live in Langley.
Rather, we got this escalator to hell we're working on.
Yes.
I'd rather listen to Erasure than country music.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, ooh, la, ooh. I'm sorry. I'm a recovered, I'd like to think, recovered homophobe.
Oh, I was bad. You have no idea.
Oh, my God. That was like put him in camps.
Putting him in camps? I remember one time when he borrowed graph paper to design one.
Yeah, no.
I'm not making that up.
Like, yeah, I was totally young. And wow. I was just scared.
Because, you know, when you're in high school, saying somebody is a fag.
Oh, well, when you're in high school in Langley.
Every day,
yeah.
you hear that.
Gay equals bad. Like,
and
if you want to say something is bad, you say it's gay.
Right?
Yeah, because gay equals bad.
You know, and it's
just talk to you. You know nothing about it, and it's just, well, learn things.
So you're sitting there, people go, wow, Sean used to think that way? Yeah, I did. Well, you're an idiot. Well, yeah, I was. What do you want? You know, people change. You grow, you learn, get over it, okay? And that's why, you know, these politicians, oh, well, he smoked pot. Really?
Good.
Good on him.
I hope he did cocaine and all that because he knows about it.
Right on. Okay, then he might know something.
He knows what it's like then.
I understand these people who got this big fag hatred on the go.
I have no problem with somebody who did drugs. I do have a problem with somebody who was an addict being... like in charge.
And that influences how they live their life.
Well, not only that, the level of stress that comes in.
The
you
level
don't
of susceptibility.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
I don't have a problem with them. I'd like to help them.
Yeah,
well, sure.
He's
talking about the leader of a country.
He's
talking about the leader of a country.
Did I mention
I'd
like to help him, too.
Yeah, but would you like him to be, you know, a cocaine addict?
Ladies and gentlemen, the
not an addict.
Of the United States, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Right on.
Something.
That'd be interesting, at least.
Thank you. I'm at it.
No, Mr. President, we can't do that.
Why? It's through the dark there.
That's the middle of the ocean. Nobody's there. Do it anyway.
Fucking fish.
I'm the guy you want wired in the Oval Office.
But in all seriousness, I mean, getting back to the gay culture thing. So getting back to the painting with the guy in Max
Leather.
Wow, this is way deeper than any, you know.
Tangent.
Okay, and I'm amazed.
Off aboard the tangent train.
I can bring that back to that. Okay, so I'm now traveling over, and I'm looking at all the leather devices in Max Leathers. You know, you got, like, the dildos that are bigger than your leg.
It's like, what
do I do
with that?
You're looking at
that.
The dildo, and I'm like...
That's a decoration, isn't it?
And I'm looking at this thing,
and they sell them.
Like, well, the ones that are bigger than a thermos, right? And you're, like, looking at them, and you're like, okay... I don't know if this is, like, is this not strictly, like, Max Leather is not just, like, it's not gay culture. Like, it's not just gay. It's for, like, anyone in
the
shit, right? Any S&M, bondage clubs, whatever. Right? Which, incidentally, the difference between S&M and bondage is important to know. S&M is sadomasochism, is like the whole whipping and chaining thing. Bondage is developed by the French to increase orgasm due to restraint.
Doesn't mean you're going to get hurt in bondage.
Bondage is just tying up.
Could be
S&M
with
is the whole
silk scarves.
Thing.
Oh, no, hurt.
Yeah, yeah, but anyway.
Reveal more about yourself.
Silk is stronger than steel. That'll cut the shit out of your wrists. Don't use silk. Velour.
What I recommend actually is...
That's what you guys did with that scarf Mom gave her.
Now, isn't that just all kinds of kinky dirty? My mom gave me this.
Oh! Yeah, baby! Yeah!
You know?
Tell me more about your mom.
You got pictures of the whole family, right?
This is great.
You know, put pictures of Jesus on the wall. She's strong. She's young. She can take a lot of them.
So Max Leathers is for anybody.
Sorry. Size dildos. I'm like looking at these. And what we were originally talking about when I walked into the shop was lubricants. And there was this guy behind the counter who looked like he was, you know, I mean, I'm not a homophobe, but I'll call him fags. And when there are a flaming queer guy, all the other flaming queer guys will go, yeah, that guy's flaming. Like, you are a fags fag. You know what I mean? So, and this guy was behind the counter. He's like, hello. And I'm like, hi, how's it going? She's like, oh, he's really good. And I'm like, okay, what is this Slip-X? And he goes, it's the slipperiest. And that's as far as I took that. And I'm like, you know what? You say it is, and it's true.
What you're thinking is, please, no anecdotes.
And I'm just like, you know.
Please, I'll just take your word. Don't illustrate the point.
I'm wide awake. The more I sleep, you'll understand when I'm dead. Yeah.
So I got like Crisco, but this stuff's amazing.
And it's like, this is the slipperiest. And by him saying that, that would be like Stephen Hawking's 13 hours explaining mathematically how this was, in fact, the slipperiest would not have convinced me any more than this man's lips enunciating those words.
Slipperiest.
This is the slipperiest. Is this the guy who works at Mac Leathers and by the fuck he knows? You know?
Well, if tried I'm going to go build a doghouse,
I'm phoning Shell Buzzy. I want to get nailed in the keister by something the size of my legs, I'm talking to this guy. Okay?
Oh, you
like
that.
And I'm like, damn, you know?
Write that down before you give.
No, that's just off the cuff. But, I mean, seriously, no.
Mental image of somebody asking that question to Shell Buzzy. Oh, my God.
Hey, I want to get nailed in the ass by a summer size of my
what's
leg.
The slipperiest?
What's the slipperiest? Hang on, I got to call somebody. Max Weathers. What's the slipperiest? That would be Slip-X. Absolutely. I'm having visions of putting this shit on my car because I know I'll go faster. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, damn, this is the slipperiest shit known to man.
On your shoes, on your
this
car.
This is not the slipperiest substance known to man. Like, you know, yes, it is. Well, there it is. There's your evidence, folks. Anyone care to see proof? I didn't think so.
We've got videos.
Carrying on here. And it's not like, oh, Sean, you're a homophobe. No, I just don't want to see any, you know, biker-style man shove something that's larger than my leg up his ass with the use of the Slip-X stuff.
You don't want to see the comparison
like,
test.
It's like, whoop! I'm like, do you even grunt anymore when you push?
This
or
is with
just kind of a exhale, plop, flush kind of a thing going on.
This
there.
Is with normal lube. Now we're going to use Slip-X.
I'm like, seriously, you have to chew a lot, don't you, to make sure you get nutrition, right? Like, holy cow, otherwise you'll just pass the whole turkey leg.
No, man, he just pulls out the plug. Boosh. Done.
It's like, no Japanese for me. Oh, plop, flush. Yeah. Like, he's the origin of Silent But Deadly, you know what I'm saying? Scaring the fuck.
There's nothing silent about me, baby.
Yeah. I'm like, screamer.
What's smoke rings?
Damn, that looked like an afterburner. What was that?
I'm like, but I mean, seriously. In all honesty, though, getting back to the guy on the line, you got the house in suburbia, and you've got the... Is .com girl okay over there?
I'm all right.
She looks like she's having an aneurysm.
I just
don't worry, it'll pass.
New low.
What?
Oh, we've
Why?
Been lower.
Why? We're talking about Slip-X.
I haven't been around long enough to
no.
be a deeper low.
No, this is...
Well, yeah.
We've been
this
much
is,
lower.
Welcome, for those of you who just tuned in, welcome to What the Hell? We're
talking about
sponsored
Slip-X.
By Slip-X.
Slip-X and Dr. Brett. But seriously.
In our all
oh,
anal sex special.
All anal sex
special. People sit there.
We already had
right
that
now,
one.
There's a huge portion of people that you're not going to be able to change your mind. There's a huge portion
Starring
of people
Luigi.
You're not going to be able to change
yeah.
your mind where you have the... imagine yourself, you got your house, right? And you're not either really leaning into one particular thought camp or another particular thought camp. But if I was sitting in my suburban house with my wife, and on one side of me, I have like... Uber. I mean, uber gay guy. He is the gay guy from all other gay guys.
But respectful.
Like, oh yeah, but his house is like paisley, and he's got like the dog, and he's got like the leopard print whatever, and they're like, his, you know, they're always just loud.
He has two male dogs, and he doesn't mind. He didn't get
yeah,
them fixed.
And he's got like a
little shrine to the village people over by his stairs.
Yeah, you know, and they like they dress like Elvis, and I get bad visions through the bedroom window, whatever. You know what I mean? And on the right-hand side, you have uber-conservative Christian right-wing Bible thumpers. Who are you going to invite over to your house for dinner?
the fags.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if people just think that way versus what they do in their bedroom is wrong, fuck.
I don't
that.
Want, I mean, you know, I may not want to envision what two large overweight gay men do to each other in the privacy of their bedroom, but the truth is, most of my neighbors, I don't want to think about it either.
Yeah.
I look at I
it's
look
in
at
their
it.
Bedroom. I'm That's like, fine.
I mean, I am as straight as an arrow, and you do not want to envision what I'm doing in my bedroom either.
No, sir, I do not.
No,
Thank
sir.
You for that mental image.
So.
Oh, I so second that.
So,
ding. I missed it, and I don't want to hear it again.
If everyone would just relax and just be cool with these fucking people, and you know this entire bullshit.
You don't
would
have
be over
to
with.
Imagine them in bed to. You know, eat dinner with them. Frankly,
that's
it's
right.
Kind of counterproductive.
You know, their sex and the direction their dicks are going, or tongues, depending on your gender, is not.
Or
whatever.
Or strapping
devices. Or whatever.
Is not
loaded heavily with slip ass.
It's not who they are.
Get that's your right. Ass.
You
this
know,
engine was driven 50 miles farther with slip ass.
And no oil.
And it still retained its viscosity.
I want to see
they
like
should
the
have
monster.
That.
I want to see the monster truck vibrate. Your Nunbuster takes on all comers.
Dildo
Forest. Rip roaring power. Spinning blades. You know, and there's anal intruder. Oh, you know, I'm like,
we're going head to head with Nunbuster.
If vibrator commercials were more acceptable on television.
If vibrator commercials were created by the same people who do, like, ads for the brick.
Oh, perfect.
what I want to
do not pay until 2001.
Do not pay until 2001. Not only that, you know that one with those new batteries that are, like, overtake planes and shit?
New people.
Yeah, like this one.
We need batteries, yes?
You know, this couple
After
shows
50.
Up this, with perma-smile and a CGI smile past their temples. And they're like, oh, there's your problem. You know?
This one went 200 rounds. Where's this the old here? Batteries 50?
What happened? What happened to the vibrator? It shook apart its molecules and fell through the planet. So that's some pretty high RPM we got going on there.
Oh my God! Should I open this?
What is it?
Nixter. It's entitled WTH underscore Bud underscore Quoth. Here is Quoth with the Bud.
Stop!
Do it!
Stop!
No, okay, I'll describe the description. Here's Quoth with the Bud beer bottle. In as here microphone. I made it as an ad too.
Oh, okay.
Up to you.
I think he's got two. Instead of holding the microphone, he's
it's
got two.
Probably a beer bottle. He replaced the microphone with the beer bottle.
Okay, well, let's open it.
Okay.
Nixter. Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So what the hell show? Well, that's good.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
And there's a little subtle humor.
Whip together in a half hour.
Ah!
If you listen to the show, you'd know what it meant.
Yeah.
Again? Nice quietness. Okay.
There was that time they left the webcam on.
Yes, we still haven't reviewed that tape.
In the living room.
I was gonna loop it before the next show.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow. And now the spokespeople for SlipX, Quoth and Enki.
You know, my girlfriend asked me why I don't invite her to come over to the show. Oh,
probably
yeah.
Same reason why my wife doesn't turn on.
It doesn't even turn on the show.
Don't want no
anymore. Yeah, the last time I was going off about, you know, going on a 5-day bender or something, like, there was two guys at my house and she was listening and she was listening to these
oh
two
my
guys
God.
Looking at her and stuff and they're like, oh my God. It's kind of an awkward scene. Yeah, it was bad. It was
Tracy,
bad.
If you ever managed to hear a recording of this, now you know.
Yeah, no, it's we met Tracy.
Yes.
The other day. She's nice.
Yeah, I didn't. No, she's actually a lot better.
Now that she's gone,
she's gotten better.
Not a joke.
She's a big lady. She's not like
she's much better.
Like
guys.
Between her and Dak, it's like if they ever like made it and had children, they'd have really big children.
She's 5'11".
Yeah, yeah, she's huge.
Okay.
She's like a big person. She's
oh,
like,
big isn't tall.
Like she's no, she's okay. Big. Like
just.
She's not fat. She's built
big.
Like, she's built like Desmond, only not fat and big.
She's great. East German build.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, stop. The way I like them.
Yeah. I'm like, you know,
unbreakable.
You got it. Not much fun, Stalingrad.
Not much fun in Stalingrad.
All depends how you do it.
She could, like between the two of them, they could, like, hold off a small army.
Oh, look, it's a mating ritual. They're holding off a barbarian horde.
They like that. It gets them going.
I will gracefully watch a biker gang with slip-ex and use my own legs first envision that action. So I'm just, you know, going ahead here. You know what I mean? So, no, no, you don't want to know. Just carry on.
Carry on with your normal lives.
But credits will do fine. Okay, so...
Mr. Echo sends a message. He says, I don't know what this means. I was going to call in and tell Colt that Cerulean is staying up here in Alaska.
Forever?
And she has renamed herself Miss Echo.
Was she staying there forever? Permanent?
They said, Mr. Echo and I have an announcement to make.
They're getting married?
She's staying up there. Apparently. I don't know what her dad thinks.
I need some clarification here.
We need some clarification. I don't know what her dad thinks about this. Remember her dad saying that she was supposed to be returned in good order? Return her in good order.
She's supposed to come back from Alaska.
Answer me a question. How do we know this is Mrs. Echo actually writing this?
No, it's Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo and Miss Echo.
Well, that's what I meant. How do we know?
By the way, this is Gargoyle Cerulean.
Fucking A! I say right on. Name your first kid.
Great.
The official Woo-hoo! Cult coupling going on here?
The first official cult coupling brought together by cult.
Coupling.
I'm sure there's been a few cult couplings.
It's just, but not to this extent.
So the parts are compatible.
What I want to know is this all leading up to the first cult mass wedding?
Well,
my God. Would that ever be weird?
Wow. And Sean would be the preacher.
I wouldn't be the preacher. I might wind up being the best man or something, which would make probably about the seventh time I've been a best man at a wedding.
Well, I'm asking them, please let us.
Please let us know if, like, what's
Dad,
going on
Dad
here.
Dad doesn't know, Miss Echo
said. Hope he's not listening.
I've been waiting for reports on my lost daughter. I'm listening to Rant Radio, and I...
Are you staying... Is she legal?
They haven't said anything.
Is she 21? She's 21.
Say something.
Well, if she's 21, and he's not fuck... Fuck her, Dad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. I'm in Alaska.
I like it
here.
Mr. Echo is treating me just great.
And I licked my finger, you know? What the hell?
She says, yes, I'm legal.
Well, there you go.
Done.
Fucking A. I think it's great.
Not for me.
I'm going
to be on, Gar.
21 next month. Dad doesn't know.
Great.
Dad doesn't know that you're 21 next month? Dad's pretty dumb.
Hence being in Alaska. With three guys. Now,
hey, smoke a fat.
She chose one. She chose one.
Wait, hold on.
Three to choose from.
Hold on. She moved up to Alaska in the middle of fucking winter.
No, she went up there to visit them.
Visit. She has nothing. Clothes are back home. She has, like, what she wore
up
there.
And she moved up, and she's gone up there in the middle of winter.
In the middle of winter.
Strong.
Love is strong in the middle of winter. Lots of cuddling, you know, warm up. Body.
If I recall correctly, it was colder where she was than in Alaska.
Oh, yes, okay.
Alaska, yes. Yeah, she was in Chicago.
What? Now you're.
Just gave us a.
She's staying for good, or so she says. Yep. First cult coupling.
Wow.
What?
Have
I missed
some slip-ex. Okay, so.
It'll stop that friction.
A bottle of slip-ex, the wet, wobbly one. That'll to meet a man who can finish an entire cold cock can. Cold cock. Anyway, so. Yeah, that's just bad. Okay.
She was supposed to go back last Friday.
And Dad doesn't know.
Does Dad even
Who
hurt
gives
yet?
A fuck? She's legal.
Templar Knight is a real minister and can marry people. If people didn't know. Templar Knight marrying them? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
I better get an invite.
Ronan Templar Knight. Oh, yeah. Black outfits.
Holy shit. Who's designing the bridesmaids' outfits?
Yeah, we'll get all the profits.
H.R. Giger.
We'll get all the profits to design the wedding gowns, right?
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, that'd be so. Oh God, that'd be fabulous. That's fucking amazing. That's like, I'm stunned right now.
There'll be like a utility belt on the bridesmaids' outfits. It'll have like knives and shit on it.
And large bottles of slip-ex.
No, hang on. What are we talking about now? He's a gargoyle.
Yes.
And I'm gonna make a bit of a jab here. There would be a lot of people in his wedding. But
Echo both gargoyles.
But the problem is that Echo would probably kick and ban most of them.
But a
bit of botch. Okay. And if he doesn't laugh at that,
thank you, Buddy Rich.
Probably everyone can call this story. You love everyone. I'm just fucking.
They would have to be listening to us.
He'll kick you first. He'll kick you in the ass first.
If you guys are getting married, I'd like some details. I think.
Well, it's only a week so far. Come on.
Well, I'd like to know.
Give him a little while.
If they're saying that. And they're going to
well,
do
she's
it.
She's staying there. It's pretty. That's pretty
and
serious.
She didn't go home. I don't know what the score is, but fuck, I think it's great.
Maybe she'll fly herself up there later or whatever.
Wow. Oh my God! It is 9 o'clock. Actually,
and it's time to end the show.
Can we at least take one call?
Take
we can't.
No, the phone's not set up.
We cannot. The phone is not set up.
Yeah, that's
next
why you're
week.
Not. You can't call it.
Yeah.
But I think the show tonight was pretty good.
It was very good.
What did we learn? Let's start.
What did we learn?
Is the slipperiest.
Flipex is the slipperiest.
Slipperiest.
And what do you say, Steven?
Absolutely right.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also learned that Buddhist monks say the darndest things.
Yes, that's correct.
No, a head full of rhetoric does not. A monk made. All right.
Did you make that up
Drexel,
yourself?
We should all go around and say what we learned this show. Drexel, what did you learn this show?
I already knew all that.
He learned nothing.
Try harder next week.
Actually, what he learned was that his mic was not loud enough.
No, he was in control of his loudness.
I already knew that.
And it's quite loud.
Hey, I've been putting control, so now I have to be responsible about it.
I think the levels were excellent this show. I don't know about there on the internet, but they were really good.
And that's all thanks to me.
You didn't touch any.
Sure
I learned that. I learned that .com girl has a very barbed wit who waits very silently, much like a serpent, and then strikes in a sauce.
No, such like projectile vomit man does the same. Stores it up.
And strike!
Yeah, but he doesn't strike.
But he stores it up in his bile duct. You know, yeah. Get that vomit.
Ronan, you probably learned that Slipex was the Slipex.
Of course, silly.
And Uncle Dak, what did he learn? Well, everyone's like, oh, that's disgusting. Shock cut to outside the store. Uncle Dak, what are you doing? Nothing. I didn't know where I was. Slam. I'd like to buy some Slipex. I'm sorry, that guy just bought everything. We're out.
So where do you get that at? Max Leather.
Max Leather.
Dirty girl.
Leather on Granville.
Dirty girl.
I think it's 1043 Granville.
With those Corona bottles.
Corona and Slipex.
Oh my God, it's woo-hoo. Dirty. Okay.
Dirty.
D-I-R-T-Y.
I learned where the ass end of the world is, and we're broadcasting from there right now.
Yes.
With Slipex.
With Slipex. This show brought
to
you.
That's
to get us into the room.
I learned that Sim can't give proper directions to his new house to save his life.
Yes, it's true.
You don't know that. He didn't have to give
Says
proper
Avenue.
Instructions.
That's wrong, right?
His
Avenue's
life
wrong.
Did not depend on giving correct instructions. So maybe he could if his life did depend
Andy,
on it.
Andy, what did you learn?
I've learned that despite the fact I've got the IP rights on perverted discussion, you people are willing to violate them at any time. I will be sending you all the licensing documentation later today. You'll hear from my lawyers.
Yeah, he was doing this 2 years ago.
We all learned something about both of them.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
You and your little habit.
I learned that Enki's been lying to me about his spit.
Oh. Not the slipperiest. I got him.
Wow.
Visions of rock and roll in my head.
Something's breaking down in his head. Look.
Did we skip .com girl here?
Yes, we did.
Oh no, I just learned where to buy Slipex.
Yes, where to buy Slipex.
And are we done with the Corona bottles?
Yes, that's right.
And I learned NAMBLA is not indefensible.
I learned that NAMBLA is not indefensible, which
they're
is something...
sponsored by Slipex.
Oh boy!
That actually wasn't.
I don't think Slipex would Slipex would sponsor them. No.
I think I have to make absolutely sure that it is Slipex, not Slippery X or Slipple. Or something like that. Because I think next time I
should have a website. Here's one I don't want to go to.
Yeah.
No. I want to go down there and get some. And then what we can do is
bring it here and do bad things with it.
Some tarpaulin.
I may not show up for that show.
I'll bring the AMO.
You gotta get some tarpaulin and one of those banana sliders that you turn on the hoses for, and then you just never mind. That's how you have to get into the studio. Never mind. But that's all good. So.
It'll be a scientific test. If we can get a stake through the center of one of those little lifesavers candies, it's in fact the slipperiest.
I can't find Slipex at all in the internet.
What happened? I tried Slipex out in the shower and I'm stuck in the drain. I don't know what's going on here.
but it tastes like root beer.
Well, why don't you go all the way? Well, Dak was in here before me, and he tried it too, and I don't know. It's kind of scary. I've got this strange probing feeling, though.
If someone can find my keys, we'll drive out of here.
So anyway, time to good. Sign off before the night.
And goodbye. Yeah.
Before this degenerates.
Goodbye really to...
Miss. Believe me, it's pretty degenerate.
Before this degenerates.
Go ahead.
Can we just have 3 hours a week where there's no porn involved? 3 hours.
So hours, people.
Impossible.
Okay, quick, Sean, throw a tantrum. Okay.
Mr. Echo, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Artemith and Lathe, AVPU, Battlewax, Haze, Ophidophi, Pseudo, Apocalypse, Live, The Oracle, DRCH, Case, Erase, Linker X, Sanix Breaker, One Josh, K. Kexler, Miss Echo, Babs, Rooster, No Deal, Mixer, Cyber Samurai, Marius, Soul Trance, Mr. Echo again on his Linux machine, Half Elf, Infaloop, Orphan, Terrell, Plastic Skitty, Crazy Fuck, Star Baby, Tenchi, Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Roto, Sparky, LMZ AFK, Server LMZ AFK, okay, Sideslide, Creep, Dark Angel, and Hellborn.
And remember, everyone, that there's a cult meeting tomorrow in the cult channel at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard
Time. For cult people.
For cult members.
At
if you're
cult time.
A cult member, you can become a cult member at join@thecult.org, and you can get
get off your own agenda. Come on.
Boss, do you really want me?
No, it's fine.
Right.
Okay. So, if you join at thecult.org, and
you can attend too.
And you too can show up at this nifty little room and meeting where we would do it in Active Worlds, but Active Worlds sold the cult compound. I was really pissed about that.
What?
It's gone.
How can they sell a compound?
Well, apparently the server got shut down and wiped or whatever, and they sold that section of the Active Worlds, and that we got pulled
off. You got bought out. Sorry.
Yeah, so our compound's gone.
Virtual urban renewal.
Yeah, virtual urban. I was really pissed off. I'm like, what, are we the cult members dispossessed? What are we going to... We're going to be like the Jews of cyberspace? We'll wander around with no home? Or what's
for 40 years.
For 40 years, and then we'll be like... Then we'll just be taking a country.
We demand a state!
Holy fuck. Anyway, that's it for us. So have a good night, and tomorrow, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for cult members.
Have a good one, everyone.
And I got my RC working at work, so I'll be there.
Yay!
Yay!
Later, people.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.